Racing HQ Saturday.
We look at all the scratchings at Rosehill. A fine day. Jackets and ties optional with temperatures getting into the 30s again. Good 3, penetrometer 4.58, and the rail is true. The first four races are clear. Race 5, number 6, Rare Fragrance, number 6. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, number 7, Swipe Line. And in race 8, take out 7, Cosmic Cameo, 8 Charge Missile, 11 Gepardo, and 13 Emperor of Oz. 7, 8, 11, and 13. Kembla Grange not on today, but it's at Newcastle. Fine and a good 3, the rail is true. The first four races are clear. Newcastle race 5, 6 Visual Image, number 6. Races 6 and 7 are clear, and race 8, number 3, Mana Manu, and 8, Lunar Schnitzel, 3 and 8. Light on there at Newcastle. Ballina, it's fine there. The track is a good 3. Race 1, take out number 9. Race 2, the scratchings are 2 and 4. The third is clear. Ballina, race 4, take out number 8. Race 5, 2, 3 and 9. Race 6, the scratching is number 3, and race 7, take out number 7. And the other New South Wales tab program today is at Dubbo. Just confirming it is Dubbo. Yes, it is. Dubbo, it's fine and a good 3, the penetrometer 3.72. Race 1, take out 3 and 13. Races 2, 3 and 4 are clear. Dubbo race 5, take out number 5. And race 6, the scratchings are 3 and 6. Flemington Racing in Melbourne. They've had about 4 to 5 millimetres of rain since around 3.30 this morning. They're rating it a good 3 at this stage. They're looking at the track again at around 10 o'clock. Overall penetrometer 4.73. In the straight, the inside and out peno is 4.79. Race 1, take out 10, Stitch Me Up, number 10. Race 2, take out 13, Via Cavour, number 13. The third, take out 12, Spider Coda, and 13, Rainbow Gold, 12 and 13. The fourth, clear. Race 5, take out 10, Marksmanship, number 10. Race 6, number 1, Side Glance, number 1. Race 7, the emergency, 17, Vero. Race 8, the four emergencies are out of the Meyer Classic, 17, Girl in Flight, 18, Zonza, 19, Quayside, and 20, Mahara. And race 9, take out 3, Aeronautical, number 3. As I say, the worst of the rain appears to have gone through. It's overcast in Melbourne. We'll monitor that track a little while later this morning. Doomben, fine and a good 3, the rail at 7 metres. These are the current scratchings. The first two races at the moment are clear. Race 3, take out 4, Amber Ale, number 4. Race 4, number 3, Revitalise, and 7, Zolaro, 3 and 7. Race 5, 2, Fire Within, 7, Outraged, and the emergencies 14 and 16. Race 6, 3, Lox Legend, 12, Moonlight Nova, 16, Colony, and the emergencies 17 and 18. 3, 12, 16, 17 and 18. Race 7, take out 12, Lord Pyrus, number 12. And race 8, 3, Sarah, 6, Southerly, 8, Magic in Motion, 10, Primal Flight, and the emergency number 16. 3, 6, 8, 10 and 16. They're the current scratchings for Doomben. And finally, Morfordville in Adelaide. It's overcast and a dead 4. They've had 2.5 millimetres of rain overnight, and it remains overcast. These are interim scratchings. Race 1, number 5, I Am Gypsy, number 5. Race 2, number 1, Excluded, and 2, Diamonds at Noon, 1 and 2. The third, clear. Race 4, number 5, High Octane, number 5. Race 5, 11, Ardeer, and 12, Master Black, 11 and 12. Race 6, number 4, Natural Disaster, and 6, Chestnut Charlie, 4 and 6. Race 7, clear, and race 8 at Morfordville, take out the emergency 15 litres saga. Overcast and a dead 4 for Morfordville. It's 5 after 8.
An enormous guaranteed pool has landed. Today, there's a guaranteed $100,000 first four pool on the last race at Rose Hill Gardens. That's an enormous $100,000 guaranteed. The last race is race 8 at 5:35. So get your mates together and have a crack at a first four at your local tab. tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Join the biggest party in country racing today at Dubbo Races. There's nothing quite like Myer Dubbo Derby Day, featuring Myer fashions on the field and bias free racing on the biggest and best course in the West. Myer Dubbo Derby Day today.
Eels Racing Syndications offers the outstanding half-brother to Champion Boban by English Derby winner authorised to be trained by Mark Cavanagh. This colt is bred to be our next star and is selling fast. Visit eelsracing.com.au and race for Group 1 success. Offered by Clanbrook Racing, AFSL 260214.
With the exception of the feature event each day, Sky Racing brings you all the Flemington Cup Carnival racing live on Sky Racing 2 and Sky Racing World. Join our team of experts for their tips and analysis, complementing our live broadcast of Flemington's major days. Subscribe now to the Sky Racing Plus Pack and enjoy the live action from Flemington this spring on Sky Racing. Sky Racing, continuing to deliver the very best racing coverage.
Saturday matinee tab racing is at Ballina this weekend. Be trackside for Lennox Hotel Lennox Head Cup Race Day. Always a great community event. Plus full coverage of Derby Day from Flemington. Ballina today, the first at 11:15.
Dallas Baker from Punter Show, good morning to you. And like Cox Plate Day, the team's up and about for Derby Day at Flemington.
Yeah, it has been a tremendous carnival for the Punter Show team, particularly in Melbourne, Andrew. We keep saying it week in, week out, and it's by no means getting boring. Darren Potter again last week, an amazing run, just consistently returning a freakish 100% profit on turnover week in, week out. It's just been an amazing set over the carnival for Darren. He sets up online now, ready to go. The race speed profiles for Vince Cardi, they're not far off being online, ready to download. They've just nailed the feature race time and time again. Last week it was Adelaide. The week before, Admire Ratke. He's your man in the Epsom. Hampton Court in the Spring Champion Stakes. Feature race after feature race. And that was, again, as I mentioned last week, and confidence is mega high for that today. Peter Lawrence, he's hitting it about 100% as well, too. So he's joined Darren at 100%. And then, of course, our old mate Warren Huntley, who also had 100% profit on turnover last week. And that's at Cox Plate Day. And, Andrew, we've only been saying for probably about 4 or 5 years now how well Warren goes at Flemington, and this is his time. The great news is that we're in great form going into the carnival. We've won every carnival. Every week in Flemington has normally been massive for all the sets we produce. And with the way that we're coming into it, we can be nothing but mega confident of another huge day. So the message is there. If you want to get a professional set for the day, for not too much money, you can just go to the Punter Show, punnershow.com.au, and download it there. Or if you just wanted to get the easier one, which is $10, which is just our simple tips that come through, check out One to Follow, and you'll get the best seven or so selections from around the countryside by going to the One to Follow site. So the premium stuff's all available at punnershow.com.au, and the more budget stuff at just $10 a week, where you'll get free tips during the week as well too, just at onetofollow.com.au. And that's about it. And of course, we've got sets from all around the country, including Glen's Mounting Yard Mail, Andrew. So
yeah,
plenty happening at the Punter Show, and hopefully it's another massive winning day to start a fantastic carnival in Melbourne.
Let's hope so. Good on you, Dallas.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dallas Baker, and go to puntershow.com.au for all of that, the Potter Mail, the Warren Huntley Mounting Yard Mail, Vince Accardi's race speed profiles, and Glenn Pollard's Mounting Yard at Rose Hill.
You're tuned to your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by TAB.
Oh, got to take a breath as we launch into Rose Hill with Ron Duffercy and Mike Fraser. You there, Mike? Everything going all right?
Having a kip.
Yeah, no, we're about to launch into it now. Got a text from Munsey, who's at Flemington or very close to. I'm running late. The taxi driver wouldn't take me on the freeway. So
another excuse.
I reckon he slept
He's
in.
He's been on the drink.
Anyway, we'll get to him shortly. Ray Murray is certainly not on the drink, Ron. Chief Stewart for Racing New South Wales. Good morning, Ray.
There is someone left in Sydney, Andrew.
Doesn't sound like he's happy.
Swanning around down there.
Yeah, no, he's just got no tie on this morning, and I said, Duff, it's no tie in Sydney. You've got to wear a tie and jacket at Flemington, Ron.
Yeah, I'll be right. I'll put
it
on.
I'm looking for the zinc cream, Duff.
Yeah, so they say. Yeah, hot day.
Yeah, 35 yeah. They're tipping, so it'll be we'll be taking all the precautions to look after the patrons, but also the horses and participants.
Yeah, kicking in a quick burst of summer before we quite get there, November 1 today. Let's have a look at it, Ray. We were on a good three. They put a little bit of water on the track yesterday with the warm temperatures, a couple of mils going on there. What have you got for us?
Yeah, there's three or four there that may be of some help. Brooklyn, the first good run first start in a race, just got trapped off the course, and we reported, Andrew, at Randwick on the 11th of October when it was beaten 2.8 by Pirette, that had raced greenly and hung out rounding the turn, but it stuck to its task in the straight. Take you then through to race five, Commanding Wit. The instructions there to Jay Ford were to be forward, but it didn't show any early pace, he said. It got back four on the fence. We were a little critical that he perhaps didn't apply full vicar when the run came at the 300, but it hit the line well, beaten a length by Mahara at Randwick on the 18th of October. That was behind Avoid Lightning, beaten 2.8. Take you then to race six, Shout to the Top. It was disappointing. Denny Williams' horse at Randwick on the 11th of the 10th. Excuses made, unsuited by the early tempo, over-raced. They thought it may have choked down. There's been some significant gear changes there. The tongue tyres come off, and that crossover noseband and blinkers on. It was beaten a fair way when favoured, 8.6, but with the gear changes, we might see an improvement there, Andrew. And
Right. Take
you finally to the last, Shiraz. Was a nice effort, expected to be closer on the pace, but it missed the start and it was hampered shortly after the start. Got into some trouble at the 800. Wanted to lay in a bit in the concluding stages. Was only 2.2 away from Diamond Oasis at the finish, running fourth, and albeit they got a lot further back than I think the connections expected, it was a pretty handy effort all up. Earmuffs off today, there are gear change as well.
Okay, so that's Shiraz in the last for Tony McAvoy. All right, enjoy it. Look after yourself there with the hat and with the warm temperatures today. Thanks a lot, Ray.
Good, Andrew.
Ray Murray, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. As I say, Ron Duffersey is with me in Melbourne. Mike Fraser in his normal studio there. And Glenn Munsey is there in our big sports breakfast van out at Flemington at about the 600-metre mark. As you'll see it on the races. So around the bend and up the straight, it's right on the corner. Not on the track, obviously, but Glenn Munsey has found his way there. Morning to you, Glenn.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. You're not going to believe this. I'm trying to actually extricate the leads of the headphones here from around the chair that I just jumped up to do something. And Chris is here, the techo. He's just left. So everything's sweet. And I don't know how I've got all these leads around this chair, but I've managed to do it.
I'm glad you're ready to go.
What about the bloke in the cab? Yeah, mate.
Yeah,
I'm at Southbank, Ronnie.
Yes.
Right, just near Langham's, right?
Which is near the Yarra in the city, just for Sydney folk that might not know.
So, mate, just left here and we'll get straight on the freeway. He said, oh, no, this is a better way. He went through the middle of the city.
he likes his way better.
145,000 lights.
Yeah. Anyway, you're there now. You're there
crazy.
Now. All right, let's jump into it here, if you can, Glenn, because we're because we knew you were running late, we're running late, but we need to.
Well, I'll be with you in a second, Andrew. So get the boys to run through the first, and then I'll run through the prices.
Righto. Well, in the first race here at 12:30, we've got a favourite, Xmasphere, at $1.70. Glenn will give you the full market shortly. Ron and Mike, how does it set up here with a few first starters in pace?
With the speed of the race, I think Xmasphere will roll forward and take up the running. Brooklyn will hold its spot from that good draw. This horse Counterattack's got speed. It's been jagged back a couple of times, so I'm sure Josh Parr's got a little bit of a motor there to sort of give him some options, and I think the others will pair away behind them. But I think the first starter from John O'Shea's out of lead.
Yeah, he did show good gate speed in his only trial, but I think they'll be aggressive with Brooklyn from barrier one here today, so whether he ends up in front or outside the lead, I don't think it matters. He looked very good at his only trial, Extra Sphere. John O'Shea's out of the blocks with his two-year-old so far this season. He did have a setback where he was scratched 2 weeks ago. I think it was with a temperature. So hopefully, well, I'm anticipating he's over all that and here ready to win today. Big improver is Brooklyn with the muffs and the blinkers going on today. Barrier one. It should switch him on and show that good barrier trial form he showed prior to that first start where he was caught off the track. He's an intriguing runner, this Counterattack. He was just dragged back 10 lengths last there, and I love the way he just worked into his rhythm there, the last bit passing one horse in his first trial, and he's trialling him again this week, I think on Tuesday, and he was ridden much closer and went on to win that trial. And listening to Chris, you don't hear him say that very often. He said, good horse. So,
yeah.
Especially with a first starter, a two-year-old, you don't hear that word come out of his mouth. So I'm anticipating, although I'm not there today, a nice horse is going to walk through the yard, and best of the rest is Bar Stories. I'm 3-1, 2-6.
I think number two is a good thing. I like this
horse.
Really?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. I really like both his trials. He trialled well earlier this week. He runs time. He runs through the line. He's got a great rhythm. Yeah, I think he's. I think he's way above average. Got him on top of Brooklyn, and we saw his debut at Randwick. There, it was caught wide. Much better draw on the claim today. Race experience. You think it's going to? And I thought the run on debut was quite good too. You know, certainly didn't shirk the task. I think it's the second pick. Then Exosphere. Look, it was an easy enough barrier trial win at Warwick Farm. Didn't run any time, didn't run any figures, but certainly is a nippy little thing and, didn't do anything wrong, but I just think this other horse is a little better. 2-1-3, and for fourth, Artistic Beauty, another with some race experience. Look, battled on all right in that race at Wamick 3 weeks ago and is a minor end up for the player thing. 2-1-3-5.
Matt Hill calling for Sky Sports Radio likes 3 Exmosphere to beat 6-2-1. 3-6-2-1. How are you going there, Glenn?
Yeah, all sweet, Andrew, as it continues to rain here at Flemington. Not heavy rain, but it's very, very cloudy and overcast. And I wouldn't say there's a... You know where the van is, Andrew.
Sugar-coated.
There's not a lot of puddles here. No, I'm not sugarcoating.
No, Andrew was earlier. He said everything's fine.
He said it'd be all gone in 5 minutes.
Well, put it this way. Where this van sits at the junction of the home turn and the straight, it's very difficult to see over the hill at the back of the racecourse past the winning post. Put it that way. That's how overcast and cloudy it is here at the moment. But in the first at Rosehill, the CFMEU West Tradies Plate, Brooklyn is a $3.80 chance. Michael, your tip Counterattack has been $3.50 out to $4.20. Exosphere is $1.90 into $1.70. And didn't he have something wrong with his blood count or something?
Yeah.
The other day?
Yep.
Yeah. Zulu Royal is a $26 chance. Artistic Beauty, $26. Bar Stories, $26, and Single Gaze at $35. Only one they're interested in is the favourite. As I said, he's been $1.90 into $1.70 in the first.
All right, that completes race one. While you're red and hot there, let's have a look at race two, a small field.
Yeah, the AMWU National Handicap here. Mojave, the $2.10 favourite, in from $2.80, another John O'Shea galloper. Confederate at $4.20, Next Level at $8, Turismo at $7, Road and Drive at $8, and Tiger by the Tail is a $9.50 chance. Only interested in two runners here at the moment. Mojave, $2.80 into $2.10. And Road and Drive for Gwenda Markwell has been $11 into $8.
Speed's pretty sorted here. I think Confederate will roll to the front. Mojave will take a sit. Next Level outside it. Then Tiger by the Tail and Road and Drive behind.
Yeah, agree with all that. He's getting in short now, Mojave, but he looks the horse to beat. He box seats here. His two runs back have been good for this. Super Willie, second first up, and then he's gone out on one, and obviously that Crowley form behind Kurosa looks a good form line for a race like this. He's back in class with a claim, third up, mapping well, hard to beat. Confederate's an improving type. Good in two runs, both runs this preparation. Only a four-horse field the other day, but he got the job done pretty well and does get control here. Of the others, I've got a big watch on 5 Road and Drive. He was very good winning at his first start back in April, and then he franked that form, and although well beaten at Hawkesbury at his next start, that was that two-year-old race that invariably throws up a lot of form, that Mersu one. So that's a very strong race, that one, that he ran third and lifted to another level, I thought. So obviously there's no official trial. I have them jump outs out there at Kembla, so I'm saying he'll be pretty well wound up. So he's an interesting runner as far as the way I'm looking at the race is concerned, and best of the rest is Next Level, who's had a couple of trials to prepare for this. I'm 1-2, big watch 5 and 3.
Yeah, it looks hard to beat my heart, doesn't it? Both runs back have been good. I mean, the horse has only won 1 from 9, but it's been mixed in Group 2 and Group 1. Company as a two-year-old. Both runs have been good. The run of the Brian Crowley was good. It was forced to cover a bit of ground. Certainly didn't shirk the task. It should be rock-hard fit with the claim and the beautiful run. It looks the goods. Four Turismo I put in for second. I like the way this horse is going. It's only been going around in maidens and that, but it was a Newcastle maiden winner 2 runs back. I thought it did a terrific job in that. It got back. It did run down in the best part of the track, but the section was really good, really ran through the line. And then last start at Warwick Farm, although 9th of 11, things didn't go all that well to plan there. It was forced to cover plenty of ground, and I thought it battled on quite well. I think it can get a nice run behind, and I think it can run some sort of a race. 1 to beat 4, 2 Confederate. Look, there was nothing wrong with its win. As Ronnie said, it was a four-horse race. Goes to 1,200 for the first time. Look, it's been thereabouts in all 3 runs, so I'm certainly not knocking it, but I just think these others are better. And for 4th, number 5, Road and Drive, the one that's first up from the Markwell Yard. It did win on debut at Kembla, and once again, it ran on really strongly to win that maiden, so it is a closer. 1, 4, 5, and 2.
And for Matt Hill, it's 1 on top to be 2, 5, and 4. 1, 2, 5, and 4 for Matt in race number 2 on the program at Rose Hill.
Now, Andrew, are we covering Santa Anita this morning?
We're not, no.
Okay. If you are betting at Santa Anita, there's 1 minute 45 to start time for the 6th, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf.
Yep.
We are covering them fixed odds, and they do write the start times in pencil.
Okay.
In America, so best of luck to you if it does start in that time.
If you want to find the best sports bar to watch the Spring Carnival in Canberra, just follow the locals. The Alini Club is where Canberra meets. It's the ACT's best racing venue. The Alini Club has weekly promotions, a sports bar that turns on complimentary wood-fired pizzas every Saturday. And on Tuesday, it has the capital's biggest Melbourne Cup celebrations. There's over 10,000 in the Calcutta prize pool. Enjoy the Spring Carnival at one place. It's where Canberra meets. The Alini Club.
You won't want to miss the best Calcutta night in the eastern suburbs. The Juniors Melbourne Cup Calcutta.
They're underway in the Melbourne Cup.
Featuring Sky Racing's Greg Radley. Complimentary finger food that just keeps on coming. And a guaranteed starting prize pool of $10,000. Tickets just $1 on the day. But purchase them now from Legend Sports Bar or the Henry Morris Bar and you'll get 2 for the price of 1. The Juniors Melbourne Cup Calcutta starts at 3:30 this Sunday arvo. Anzac Parade, Kingsford.
G'day, Johnny Sutherland here, inviting you to join me Melbourne Cup Day at the Gladstone Hotel.
This Tuesday, come along from 11:30 for your chance to win a 32-inch HD TV, 4-burner barbecue, Carlton prizes, black caviar clocks, Savannah wines, meat trays, champagne, chocolates, tab vouchers and more. Tab assistants will be on hand to help you with your betting. Everybody welcome, entry is free. Join Donny Sutherland this Melbourne Cup Day at the Coote family-owned Gladstone Hotel, Dulwich.
How's this? Free Melbourne Cup Day tips from the boys at the Punter Show. Get There They Are from 1tofollow.com.au for their $10 weekly Saturday service, and the boys will send their best bets from Melbourne Cup Day for free. They are flying on the big races at the moment, so make sure you have a winning carnival. Get to 1tofollow.com.au now and sign up to There They Are, another winning product from 1tofollow.com.au.
Righto, we're back looking at Rose Hill Gardens with Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser and also Glenn Munsey. We're up to race number 3 in our Rose Hill preview at Sky Sports Radio. And Glenn, this race comes up at 1:50.
Yeah, it's the turn of the flying here. When was the last time we actually had a race named a flying? Boys?
Yeah, it's unusual
these
days.
Cast your mind back to that one.
Yeah, unusual.
Or a welter. Or whatever like that. We should be
graduation.
Bringing them. Yeah. Well, do we want to start, Ronnie?
Maybe. Heavyweight.
Improvers, progressive, trial, graduation. Yeah.
And if we had time, we'd really discuss it. But
highway.
Just give us the market, can you?
Yeah. No, sorry,
come on.
Andrew. You know, one
on.
Time in the history of the world.
We are pressed for time for many people along the chain today. So if you can give us the market.
Well, there's only 5 runners in every race. So race 3 here at Rose Hill. We've got Dancers on Stars, $4.20. Scream Machine at 8. Zara Tone at 5, Our Boy Malachi, my nephew's name's Malachi, at $2.10, Agent at 8, and Goldstone is a $26 chance. Not a great deal of interest in the race, but the best supported runner is the old boy, Zara Tone. He's been $7 into 5.
Speed in the race, with the only two that are going to go forward are Zara Tone and Our Boy Malachi. Zara Tone really does like to lead, and it's his favourite track, so I one of the two will lead, then Agent, and of course Scream Machine, Dancers on Stars and Goldstone. They like to find their feet, but there's only two contenders for the title there, Ron.
Yeah, definitely. I think he leads the old grey, and he hands up our Melt Boy Malachi, just finds his back here. I quite like him. He's 105 days off. It was a nice trial there, winning on the 14th of October. He just loves this track and distance, where he's won. I think he's won 5 races and been placed 4 times. And with the claim here for Brodie Loy, I think he's going to give a lot of cheek there. The 9-year-old Zara Tone's on top. Our Boy Malachi. Look, he's obviously having his first run for Team Hawks. Incredible winning strike rate here. 15 starts, 13 wins, 1 second, and he gets in a race like this on the limit. His trials have been excellent, and he's hard to beat. Dancers on Stars, Gerald was bullish about him this morning, saying he's never looked better, he's never been stronger, he's a good fresh performer. He was given an easy time on the same day at those trials on the 14th of October. He looks well placed here, just probably eyeing off Zara Tone and Our Boy Malachi, and gets last look at them. And likewise with Agent, he's had an easy trial, and he'll be very, very strong with 51 kilos on his back here. 3, 4, 1, and 5.
Yeah, I think that's the right Quinella. I've swapped them round. I've gone with Our Boy Malachi. First up, having its first run for the Hawks team, it's a great fresh horse. It's won 4 from 5. First 3 of those are up in Rockhampton, but last preparation, he won a benchmark 90 at Warwick at Eagle Farm first up. He beat Pure Perfection, who then went out on its next start and won the Bribey Handicap at $20-1. This horse is great fresh. He trialled well. He trialled really well 2 times, and he's just going to have the drop on Zara Tone. And I think he will prevail. Zara Tone is definitely the danger. First up, perfect situation for the horse. The claim, own lead on a track that's going to favour front runners, on a track that he loves, at a trip that he loves. He's the clear second pick. Dancers on Stars will be running on strongly, but the 1100 is too short, as will Agent be getting home nicely, but with the 1100 too short. It's a moral Quinella, 4 from 3, 1 and 5.
And for Matt Hill, it's 1 Dancers on Stars to beat 3, 5 and 4, 1, 3, 5, 4. The last leg of the early quaddy, race 4, Glenn, at 2:35.
Yeah, the Vincent's Chartered Accountants here, Midsummer Sun, and I wish we'd get a mid-spring sun out here at the moment at Flemington. It's a $13 chance anyway. Lucky Chappies at $8.50. Dan Shire at $17. Best Case, probably one of his best races of all time, was this day last year. He's a $2.60 chance. Reigning at $9.50. Campanology's at $8. Malice at $3.80. And Equator is a $21 chance. Probably the quietest betting race of the day. The best supported runner at this stage is Reigning. It's been 8 out to $9.50, though. Best Case, second best supported, but very, very quiet.
Not a lot of pressure here speed-wise. I've got Malice leading. I think Dan Shy, even though it's coming back in distance a little, it could hold its spot. Lucky Racky, not 100% sure where it's going to get. A Lucky Chappie, I should say. You've got Equator, and Campanology that can hold some sort of a spot. So not a great deal of pressure there, Ronnie, so maybe Malice leading.
Yeah, look, I struggled with the map here. I had Campanology leading, but listening to Chris this morning, it's obviously he wants Lucky Chappie to go forward today, and if he wants him to go forward, he could probably take up the running, because it won't take too much intent. He's got five of the eight runners here, and he's declared his hand there. So I've got, obviously now I've got Lucky Chappie leading. I've got to give this horse another chance, best case. I did my money on him last start. I just don't think he was ready for such a 2,000 metre test. They ran course record time there. He made a move, and although he was beaten six lengths, I just think he was gassed. He was only third up into that race. Now that he's had that grounding and back to 1,800 here, I'm happy to give him another go. Midsummer Sun. This stable's hitting its straps, the Sam Kavanagh stable. He's had a couple of runs back in stronger races, and I thought he could easily improve here. Second pick for him, Malice. Runs have been spaced and up in distance, no knock there. And best of the rest is Reigning, who's had a run back from a spell and is capable of improving here. Tricky race, although I am keen on best case again, 4, 1, 7, and 5.
Yeah, I'm with you, best case. When he hit the line strongly, second up in the Shannon behind Rock Sturdy, he hadn't had a run for 42 days, and then he turned up in that 2,000-metre race where, as you say, they went along at a really solid speed, and he got a little bit found out and was, he could have even been a shade jaded from the previous run because he hadn't been to the track for 6 weeks. You put all that together, have his fourth up here, 1800s, he's probably, 1800, 2000s, he's perfect trip. As long as the rain doesn't come, I think he'll win. The danger, I thought, was the 6 Campanology. Was terrific second up in the Port Macquarie Cup, made a bit of a long run from midfield, only went down narrowly behind Worldwide. Fortnight later, comes back in distance to 1550 at Canterbury, not really suited, wanted to pull a little bit on the back up, back to 1800. I see this horse running a much improved race today. He's the clear second pick. 3, Dan Chai. Doesn't win often, but I think coming back from 2,400 to 1,800 is its go because it's more of an on-pacer. I think it struggles to run that distance. And for 4th, number 7, Malice. Never really been one of mine, but he got the job done at Randwick 2 runs back, and he was unsuited by the bias last start also at Randwick. I'm just not 1,000% sure whether the horse runs 1,800. 4, 6, 3, 7.
4, 6, 3, and 7. And for Matt Hill, it's 4 best case to beat 1, 5, and 7. 4, 1, 5, and 7.
Now,
Lord Van Persie, Glenn, sorry, is coming out of the Lexus, out at 8:30 with lameness in the off foreleg. Thanks to the stewards for letting us know. So, Lord Van Persie, out of the Lexus at 8:30, lameness to the off four, and I think that has it in a pretty good. I don't think it makes the Melbourne Cup now because it was number 31, so you can rule it out. It won't be running on Tuesday now. That Breeders' Cup race has just been run and won. I think it was the Juvenile, Glenn.
Yeah, Hootenanny.
Hootenanny won that.
They only ran 3 3/4 minutes late, so okay. That's what I said. They put the times up.
It looked like Frankie Dettori in the Coolmore colours too.
Yeah, it does.
It is. All right, let's continue on.
And with best case, Andrew, he did have a setback after his first up run. Which was the 16th of August. That's why he had the time off. He had a setback between his first and second up runs.
Okay, so that's the early quaddy races, 1, 2, 3, and 4 at Rose Hill. Now into the normal quaddy, Glenn, race 5 at 3:20.
Yeah, the CFMEU Mining and Energy Division here. We're just a girls at $9.50. Commanding Wit, haven't they put it on here? And I don't know whether it's the owner or not. I don't think Tim Hughes has a bet. At $4.80. Marmoiselle's at 8. Holy Delusions at 8. Chatham House at $9.50. Rare Fragrance is a scratching, no deduction. We've got Reply Churlish at 26, Lucky Reiki at 7, Exceline at 5, and Command More is a $6 chance. Commanding Wit is 5 into 480, and Lucky Reiki, he's been 11 into 7. They're the only two they've backed at this stage. Has the owner let go here on Commanding Wit?
Bit of speed in this race. You've got Just a Girl from Barrier 1, Reply Churlish goes forward, Exceline goes forward. Mamazil's got a bit of speed, some speed fresh from a good draw. And then I think Commanding Wit will come across, and I think if they're clever, they'll just try and drop him behind those first four and could finish up with a really nice run.
Yeah, well, I'm struggling to fit her in on the map, to tell you the truth. She's best when she's on speed, but she didn't show her speed the other day, Commanding Wit, and she got a mile back under pressure. I think it's one of them races you just leave it to the jockey how she jumps, but I just haven't got her getting in with speed underneath her. I like Lucky Racky here. I've always been a fan of hers. I've backed her all the way through last preparation. Like, she's a Black Opal winner. She's obviously hopeless on wet tracks. She's trailed nicely. She gets in here with, what has she got, 53.5 on her back, and she's one that will get the nice tag into the race. Yeah, Commanding Wit looks a nice race for her if things fall into place for her. She did have no luck last time, and she'll be running on. Just may want 1,400 now. Three-man Wazeel. All depends how forward she is. Looked good running in the trial, and obviously quite a good record fresh. And Just a Girl, she'll be Johnny on the spot. Won nicely first up, although she's got a big weight here today. She's going to be in a good spot again. Tricky, I thought. 8, 2, 3, and 1.
I'm with the two here, Commanding Wit. I've liked both its run back this prep, behind Diamond Oasis. Got a long way back and was wide first up and ran on strongly. And then I thought the run of the Nivison behind Avoid Lightning was good. Once again, and got back on a track that was dominated by leaders, and when it eventually got clear, I thought it got to the line nicely. I don't think it's looking for 1,400. I mean, it's won four races. I don't think it's won beyond 1,250 in its life. I actually think she's going to get in. I think she's got enough speed to just come out of the boxes, let those ones go, and just ease slightly behind, because I think she hit the line strongly when ridden back last start. So that's what I'm banking on. 2 on top, 8 Reply Churlish. I think it's definitely the danger. 8 Lucky Racky is the danger. Why do I keep saying that? It's first up here. It's only been placed 1 of 2 fresh, but the Rosehill trial was really nice. Had something left in that trial win. Was up on the speed, but was only given a minor dig up, and I thought it accelerated to the line really nicely. 2 to beat 8, 10 Command More down the bottom. A little bit of an improver from Gerald's Yard here. This mare, she hits the line quite nicely. Ran on well first up at Canterbury. Did a similar thing second up and just sort of circled them and went right away from them. It was a nothing race at one, but to coin one of Ronnie's sayings, you know, it was appealing to the eye for sure. 2, 8, 10, and for fourth, number 4, Holy Delusions. First up, can run on strongly. Didn't trial too badly. It's in the mix for the minors. I thought 2 and 8 would sort the race from 10 and 4.
Matt Hill likes Ronnie's horse here, Commanding Wit, number 2, to beat 8, 3, and 9. 2, 8, 3, and 9. And Glenn, you did enough here to try and get something out of Duff on his horse, and he gave us donuts. Donuts.
Unlike I spilled my guts. I spilled everything. I know about it. I said we're going to leave it to the jockey. If it jumps well, he can do what he likes. If it doesn't jump well, he can ride it back. And if it gets beat, we'll blame him. Put everything on top of his shoulders.
It's like going out to lunch with Ronnie and trying to get him to pay.
Hey, I've got a story on that. I've got to let it drop now. You wouldn't believe.
I found a sponsor
Ron,
this morning.
Ron walked out of the hotel where he's staying in Melbourne.
Looking for a cab in the rain.
And he was looking for a cab. And you wouldn't believe who he walked into. David Attenborough, our managing director of CEO, in shorts and thongs, who was coming to where we
not
are
thongs,
in our
he was going for a jog.
Thongs. He's all right. He's not listening. He's in our building here, and Ron got to the office here, and he said, "Do you want me to pay?" What a chance of that, of Ron paying when the MD's sitting in the car. Mike, what do you think, Mike?
Well, that's typical.
Yeah. Typical, yeah, no doubt.
Ronnie's the only bloke I know that's got actually zippers on his pocket, and they've got padlocks on them.
Yeah, yeah.
A short break, and then the last three, it's...
Don't I get a chance to respond?
No, you don't. We've all bagged you. It's 22-9.
When the stakes are high for fashion, fillies and form on Oaks Day, your best bet is Land a Toyota Ladies' Day at Hawkesbury Races. Gates open at 10:30 a.m. and the first 1,000 ladies receive a skin fitness gift bag. Plus, there's over $20,000 in prizes for fashions on the field. Now that's worth frocking up for. Plenty of parking, or catch a train to Clarendon. Check out the club's website or Facebook for promotions, pricing and free entry options. See you at Landa Toyota Ladies' Day at Hawkesbury this Thursday.
How's this? Free Melbourne Cup Day tips from the boys at the Punters Show. Get There They Are from 1tofollow.com.au for their $10 weekly Saturday service today, and then you'll get their best bets for Melbourne Cup Day for free. And they're flying, making sure you're enjoying a winning carnival. Get to 1tofollow.com.au and sign up to There They Are. It's another winning product from 1tofollow.com.au.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack for the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
G'day, Johnny Sutherland here, inviting you to join me Melbourne Cup Day at the Gladstone Hotel.
This Tuesday, come along from 11.30 for your chance to win a 32-inch HD TV, four-burner barbecue, Carlton prizes, black caviar clocks, Savannah wines, meat trays, champagne, chocolates, tab vouchers and more. Tab assistants will be on hand to help you with your betting. Everybody welcome. Entry is free. Join Donnie Sutherland this Melbourne Cup Day at the Coote family-owned Gladstone Hotel, Dulwich Hill.
With the exception of the feature event each day, Sky Racing brings you all the Flemington Cup Carnival racing live on Sky Racing 2 and Sky Racing World. Join our team of experts for their tips and analysis, complementing our live broadcast of Flemington's major days. Subscribe now to the Sky Racing Plus Pack and enjoy the live action from Flemington this spring on Sky Racing. Sky Racing, continuing to deliver the very best racing coverage.
Join the biggest party in country racing today at Dubbo Races. There's nothing quite like Meyer Dubbo Derby Day, featuring Meyer fashions on the field and bias free racing on the biggest and best course in the West. Meyer Dubbo Derby Day today.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life today? If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155 or go to capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
TAB brings you Racing HQ Saturday on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
I come back from the ad break with my deepest apologies to David Attenborough, who is listening. He's just given me a text saying, I'm wearing shoes, Andrew. But he said, I definitely paid for the taxi. So, Duff, you're not getting out on that one this morning, getting the free lift from the hotel.
I had a refreshment with David last night. The ATC had a function at Crown Casino last night to... best wishes to all the New South Wales horses. They've finally realised that when they come to Flemington during Cup Week, they just win nearly every race there. Yeah,
they're going to be solid today. Righto, looks, look at Rose Hill now. Race number 6 at 4:05.
Yeah, it's the Blacktown Workers Club. G'day to everyone out there at the Blacktown Workers. Hope you're going to Rose Hill Gardens this afternoon, where Timeless Prince in your race is a $12 chance. Alpha Beats at 7. All Cerise, $3.20 in favourite. Duke Albert at 18. Slivovitz at $35. We've got Fresh Espanol at $3.80, Casino Dancer $26, She's a Girl $26, Hunter Jacks at $9.50, and Shout to the Top is a $6 chance. Best supported runner at this stage is Frespinol for Gay Waterhouse. Open $3.80, it remains a $3.80 chance. Timeless Prince, a little sprinkling of money for it, although it's been 11 out to 12. The bottom one, Shout to the Top, has been 8 into 6, and fourth pick is the favourite. All Cerise has been $2.80 out to $3.20.
Not much speed here. Frespinol will come across from a wide draw. Shout to the Top, drawn sort of midfield, will press forward. I think they're the, looking at it with not much pressure, I think they're the two that could take it up. The top weight Timeless Prince from a better draw going up in distance can definitely hold some sort of a spot. and Duke Albert's another that's got some sort of speed. All Cerise, Glenn Schofield's got a bit of a decision
hasn't he?
To go forward or back, because I think this is one horse that's very tricky on the map.
Yeah, and that stops me from declaring her the bet of the day. He has got a bit of work to do on her with an up in the air map as far as the speed's concerned. So whether he pushes forward or eases back, we'll leave that to Glenn. But I think she's clear top pick. She's her recent form is very good for this. That form around Woodbine, Mahara, Turquoise King. We're talking, you know, Lucia Valentina, and we're talking, you know, carnival form here. And here she is in a lonely little race here at Rosehill Gardens today with the right form. Just needs luck to win, I'd say. I think Timeless Prince up the top is a good double-figure value chance. He's a big improver, third up on a backup. He's one for one at this track and distance, and he's two for two at the 1,500. So all his stats suggest that he's going to improve with a claim today. Sixth for Espinol. 26 days since that solid win first up on the Kenzo track. Just a matter of whether his best form is on that track, and the best of the rest is number 8. She's a girl. Now, here's one that could go forward. I know she's been going back, but with the blinkers back on today and the configuration of this race, she's not the worst 26-1 chance if she does roll forward. She's been big in a couple of runs for Team Snowden. I'm 3-1, 6 and 8.
Yeah, I think it represents a bit of value, the toppy Timeless Prince, Ron. Like both its runs back, it's on the backup from last Saturday, where it drew 12 in a field of 12 and went back, was probably, you know, 9 lengths off the lead. Got to the line quite strongly when it eventually got clear running and was beaten under 4 lengths. And as I say, it was a run of some worth. 7-day backup, up to 1,500 at a track that it likes with a good draw and a claim. I think he's going to run a very, very good race. The danger, I thought, was Fresh Banal. Narrow but okay win first up on the Kenzo track. It's had 26 days since that run. Should be a lot fitter now and hopefully come across from that wide draw and map quite nicely from a tempo aspect. For third, number 3, All Cerise. Absolutely no knock on the horse. It's in really good form. It's had its last three runs from a 35-day break have all been noteworthy, especially the most recent one at Randwick behind Mahara, where it battled on really well. I just have just a tiny question mark about whether it's a strong at the 1,500 or not, whether she's a strong 1,500-metre horse. She's won up to 1,400, but just that last little bit sometimes I have a slight concern. One to beat 6, 3, and for fourth, number 9, Hunter Jack. 35-day fresh and since coming off a run at Rosehill over 1,900. I concede he's better in the wet, but you know, he can be running on into the minor end of things, so I don't think he's going to be that far back. One at the value to beat 6, 3 and 9.
Tony Newing, he's only got a reasonably small team, but he had a winner there at Gosford the other day, Deb's Home. He's got the knack of really training some nice horses, or producing the best out of them.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's presented this horse at the right time today.
Yep. Matt Hill likes 3 All Cerise to beat 4, 2 and 6, 3, 4, 2 and 6 in race 6. The second last is race 7 at 10 to 5.
Yeah, the Bradford Soundscreen Handicap here, where Hera is a $6 chance, and good luck to all the owners. And I've just noticed one owner, Mr. W. Pasterfield, one of the head men down there at the Shoalhaven Turf Club. So
Pasterfield.
Good luck to Pasterfield, yes. Yeah. So he does want a little side wager with another part owner of a runner in this for fine bubbles. But
I heard it's fancy.
Yeah, here it's a $6 chance and the best supported runner so far, 8 into 6. Sedcom's at $8.50. Fine Bubbles, another favourite for an owner there, at $2.80. Faust at 21, Gangster's Choice at 21. Rare Fragrance at 3. Swipe Line is out. I'll get the deduction in a second. Forget Maybe at 11. An Electrician at $31. But the best supported runner is Hera. I don't know whether that part owner has released. 8 into 6. Sedcom's been 11 into 8.50. It's the second best supported runner. And a little bit of money also for Gangster's Choice. We gave $51, but that was with Swipe Line in the race at $4.60.
Well, the speed in the race is, well, the pace has come out with a scratching a Swipe Line. I had it as a clear leader. So now I'm left with horses like Fine Bubbles, Rare Fragrance will come across and Posse up there. Those two could be left sorting the lead out. What else have we got? Forget Maybe from Barrier 1 and Faust. On the fresh side can pair up behind those. The others like to find their feet, but not much pressure speed-wise here, Ron.
No, well, it's a bit of a worry, isn't it? And Look, I think we want it backfired us going forward with Fine Bubbles last time. I think she's a better chaser, so hopefully she's not contesting the lead, although the map says that she should. I think Hera will go forward today, or Hera. Rare Fragrance and Hera I had going forward. Maybe Fine Bubbles trying to slot in behind them. I like Rare Fragrance because she does get on speed favours here. She's wound right up with four runs back from the spell. She gets the claim for this star young jockey in Winona Costin. And with 52 kilos on her back, I can just see her quickening up at the right time. I think Fine Bubble, she seems to have been up forever, but continues to race so bravely. She'll race well again, but no claim today. Said Com, the old gay deceiver. Two easy trials, but geez, you would never see him better placed than what he is here today. And I think there is a street quarter tip around to say that she's going to jump out of the ground here today, number one, Hera, and on the best form, she could easily blow this field away. And she does get the claim. 6-3-2 and 1.
Yeah, I like the 6. I think it looks a pretty good bet here. I've been impressed with all three runs it's had this prep. The most recent run behind Mahara at Randwick was good, was up on the speed, battled really well. Should be rock hard fit, gets the claim, tempo-wise looks to be suited. And gee whiz, she's a very good rider, young Winona Costin, but she's really hard to get past when she's in front on him. I tell you, she's an excellent rider. 6 on top, 3 Fine Bubbles for second. You said it's been up a while. I think this is his 12th run, Ronnie, but continues to race well. Just needs to, you know, get in the right spot at the right time, can definitely be competitive in this. 1 Hera, the toppy. Wasn't really suited first up in the Niverson when it was beaten just under 5 lengths. It's won twice second up before, so looking for an improved showing here. And with the claim, you know, it's definitely in the mix for the miners. And 2 Said Com, bit of a gay deceiver, but as Chris said earlier, his fresh form is quite good. If a drop of rain came, his chances would be enhanced because all his wins are on rain-affected tracks. But it's more, he tends to be a little bit Canberra shy. 6-3-1-2.
Similar numbers for Matt Hill. 6 on top to beat 3-2-1, the same as Ron. 6-3-2-1 for Matt in race 7.
And that deduction, Andrew, 14 yep. cents the win and nothing the place for okay. the
scratching of
there.
Swipe line, okay. The last race, a few scratchings here. Most of them came out yesterday at 25-6.
Yes, the last here, and I'll just check the deduction for the last of those scratchings in the last race here, but no, it doesn't want to work here, Larry, the laptop. Yeah, there it is. I'll just check it. It is nothing, so I'm glad I checked it anyway. Righto, the last is the Lidoran group here, or Lidoran group. Cadiro is a, wrong runner there.
We start with Senta de Noche.
Senta de Noche, because the computer's just scrolled down a little bit too far. Senta de Noche is at $6.50. Inside Job at $8. Cadiro at $13. Charge Account at $8. And Costananti at $8. I Striker at $51. Cosmic Cameo came out on Thursday, 7 cents the win and 8 cents the place. Then we go to Charge Missile, who came out Wednesday night, 6 cents the win and 6 cents the place. Masterstroke at $9. Shiraz is at $3.20 for Leviathan, former bookmaker Peter Wheely. Gepardo is a scratching, came out Wednesday night, 5 cents the win and 5 cents the place. Sweet Serendipity at 15. Emperor of Oz, out, no deduction. 50 Shades of Grey is at $21. And the bottom one, as I scroll down to it, Chamult, is an $11 chance. Best supported runner here, Shiraz, running today. It was scratched the other day because of a wide barrier. It's got an inside barrier. $4.60 into that $3.20. And I think the owner is actually in Melbourne, Mr. Wheely.
There's a little bit more speed in this race. We've got Sweet Serendipity down, drawn near the inside, coming and going forward with Senta de Noche. Cadiro drawn outside it. Those three I've got pressing forward. And Costanati, Charge Account, they're drawn side by side. They'll also press forward. And then Shiraz, I wouldn't imagine it's going to get back as far as it did last start. I see it getting a pretty nice run, maybe 3 or 4 pairs back, maybe sitting just inside Eye Striker. But there looks to be good generated pace here, Ron.
Yeah, no doubt. He's a mad leader, number one. He loves to find the fence, although he didn't last time. But he lays into the rail, and I'd suggest that may be the plan with him here today. I'm with you saying as far as the map's concerned, he maps nicely, the favourite here, Shiraz. He's getting in short enough now at $3.20, but it's been a month since that good first up run over 1,000 metres. I really think the 1,100 suits him much better here today, and he's hard to beat. The danger, at a bit of odds here, is number 15, Tumult. He's a big, heavy horse who's dead set needed. He's two runs back from a spell. He had a really lovely spring coat on him there at Hawkesbury the other day, but he was big and strong, and I'd suggested the run will really tighten him up a lot for a race like this. He gets a claim for Lester Grayson, 52 kilos on his back. I think he's capable of a big surprise here. Of the others, 9, Master Stroke. He's been freshened for 49 days. He likes the track and distance, and this race sets up nicely for him. And best of the rest is number 12, Sweet Serendipity, who went like an absolute rocket in a recent trial, but I think they're just trying to steady him up a bit. The blinkers are coming off, but capable of doing a little bit at odds here. The other chance is in Costanati, number 5. 10, 15, 9 and 12.
Yep, I'm with the 10, Shiraz. I thought it was a real eye catcher at Warwick Farm behind Diamond Oasis. Ran on really well, you know, had to weave through between horses. Everyone saw the run. 34 days, 2,1100. Yeah, it'll do me. And getting the right run. 10 on top, 9 Master Stroke. He's had a 49-day freshen since he had too much to do his last two. Up to 1,400 metres was too far. His first two runs is preparation with this track and distance where he rated really well and raced really well. And he looks likely to get, once again, I'm tipping a really good run here. And if he gets back to either of those runs, he's right in the mix. 10 to beat 9. 15, Tumult. I agree totally with Ronnie. The run at Hawkesbury 9 days ago was terrific. It was on a leader's track. It didn't get clear running. When it eventually got out, the race was over, but it ran on really well. And once again, with the claim and the expected speed on up front here, it does get conditions to suit. And for fourth, the other one that I'll put in is number 14, 50 Shades of Grey. First up here, it's another that can run on with this hot speed. It did last preparation on a leader's track at Gosford in a 1,000-metre race, ran home in really good sectionals and got a bit of a prat at the 500. So it's a horse that can sort of adapt to this hot speed and run on strongly. Good, I think it's a great little race to finish the day, but I do like 10 to beat 9, 15 and 14.
And for Matt Hill, he likes 4 Charge Account for David Van Dyke to beat 3, 10 and 1. 4, 3, 10 and 1. Matt's best today is race 4, number 4, best case. Race 4, number 4, the best for Matt Hill. What about you, Ron?
Race 4, number 4.
Best case as
best
well?
Best case. Yeah, okay. I think he deserves another chance today.
Righto, so that's race 4, number 4. And what about you, Mike?
I like this two-year-old in the first, Counterattack. I think he's a horse with plenty of promise. I like Our Boy Malachi in race 3, number 4. And I think Rare Fragrance is also a good bet too. So races 1, 3 and 7.
Race 1, number 2, race 3, number 4 and race 7, number 6 are the 3 for Mike Fraser. Before we let you guys go, we haven't got a lot of time on our side here, but Flemington, what's standing out? Mike, you've obviously done a good portion of form here. What stands out for you?
I'm looking forward to the Coolmore because I'm going to put my money on Scissor Kick. I just think he's had the 5-week freshen up. I think he's an outstanding horse. In a great race, at the price on offer, I'm going to back him. Hampton Court, well, if the rain doesn't come, he'll win, but I thought the dangers there were Atmosphere and Bondiga. They're the two I'd be interested in, and that's about it. I'm looking forward to seeing Deep Field. He's finally getting into a race where he's not going to get his own way. There's a couple of horses in there that have got Flemington experience to go really quick, so he's going to be put to the test today. If he comes out and wins that race by, you know, 3.5 lengths, I will be converted, so... really looking forward to seeing Deep Field, see if he can aim up to the wraps on him.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with Hampton Court in the Derby as well, and I think the bet of the day is Abduction in the Wakeful.
Yes.
She's a filly that's got a bit of timing about her, loved the last run. She meets Muscovado much better at the weights here today, and I think she'll lay her oaks cards on the table today.
A lot of Sydney horses can race well down there today.
Michael, I can tell you
it's dramatically improved here. Ronnie, when you walked out...
Oh, really? We're not sugarcoating it, are we?
No.
We have got windows here.
When you walk out the office, Ronnie, you'll see it's very, very dark towards the city. But I can tell you, looking south here, straight down the straight, mate, it's much better than it was half an hour ago. And it's very, very windy from the southeast. So they'll be running into a headwind in the straight.
When I walk out of the office, I hope I see a yellow cab. It cost me an hour and a half time.
You come out of the office, go left.
David Attenborough.
Go left.
Police building, there'll probably be someone's been pinched for DUI or something that's trying to get home.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, Mike.
See you, Andrew. Bye-bye.
See you, Mike. Ron, we'll see you tomorrow morning for Racing Retro. 9 o'clock, 2 hours, a wrap of today, and then a big Melbourne Cup preview. Many guests from where we're going to be at Flemington and also at Werribee. So Racing Retro tomorrow at 9, you'll capture everything you need to be.
Should be a good show, Andrew, but it's not as good as the show that they're going to put on here today.
No, let's not undersell it, but I know what you mean. Ron Duffersey there with Mike Fraser. We'll take a break and then we'll look at Newcastle.
Hi, punters. James Cummings here. Home of racing.com.au, powered by the New South Wales Trainers Association, is the place to go for your carnival news. Straight from the horse trainer's mouth.
Reports from respected journalist Craig Young, spring carnival updates, breeding news and Asian racing makes this website a must.
This carnival, check out homeofracing.com.au and stay ahead of the game.
Homeofracing.com.au.
If you want to find the best sports bar to watch the Spring Carnival in Canberra, just follow the locals. There's a road all the way to the Hellini Club. It's where Canberra meets. It's the ACT's best racing venue. There's plenty of promotions going on there. The sports bar turns on complimentary wood-fired pizzas every Saturday. And on Tuesday, the capital's biggest Melbourne Cup celebrations. There's over 10,000 in the Calcutta prize pool. Enjoy the spring at the Hellini Club, where Canberra meets.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
Want to get started in the rail industry? It pays well, there's lots of work and it's safe. First you need your Rail Industry Safety Induction card. Go to rizzy.com.au.
Good morning. An accident in Normanhurst on Pennant Hills Road at Stewart Avenue with southbound traffic being affected. And on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, we've got some roadworks happening heading northbound with one of four lanes closed. Save 25 to 50% off a massive Ranger Anaconda now. 40% off selected outdoor and sports clothing by Columbia, Cedarburg, Adidas, Puma and more. Rush into Anaconda now. I'm Tara Nalda. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
An enormous guaranteed pool has landed. Today, there's a guaranteed $100,000 first four pool on the last race at Rose Hill Gardens. That's an enormous $100,000 guaranteed. The last race is race 8 at 5:35. So get your mates together and have a crack at a first four at your local tab. tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Saturday matinee tab racing is at Ballina this weekend. Be trackside for Lennox Hotel Lennox Head Cup Race Day. Always a great community event. Plus full coverage of Derby Day from Flemington. Ballina today, the first at 11:15.
There's tough and then there's real tough. And when you think real tough, think the Tough Mudder pack for the Mazda BT50. As a sponsor of the upcoming Tough Mudder event in November, Mazda's created the Tough Mudder pack that has 17-inch 5-spoke alloy wheels, alloy sports bar, light force driving lights and the black nudge bar. It doesn't get any tougher than that. It's available on the 4x4 ute range and you can add the Tough Mudder pack to the, well, already magnificent little pack that you get. It's got comfort, power and towing grunt. So reward yourself with a new BT50 with the Tough Mudder pack at your local Mazda dealer today.
Bringing you all the excitement of the Spring Carnival, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
3 minutes past nine. We're about to look at Newcastle with Gary Harley. It's fine and a good three. Gary, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Derby day. All the function rooms are booked out. Always a big day. Very warm day.
Yep.
Good three. Good thing the rail's in the true, mate.
All right, let's have a look at them, mate. The first is clear.
Very open race at 2300, 6531. All is brights, run a number of placings here. Her last one was 3 weeks ago when she was placed over this distance in a better field than this. I think she can win today. 5 Mishu, 1 of Paul Perry's, first run at the distance, but got a chance, going okay. 3 Heesh and Honor likes to lead. One of Bede Murray's and one Super Villain's been very disappointing. Could improve today. 6531.
Again, there's no scratchings in race 2.
Bet of the day, David Van Dyke's English born horse, number 1, Morris. He's had three starts, all in this country, but he's had a big problem at the barriers. He did get barred after a run at Canberra back in September. But David told me yesterday he's worked on that, and he came to Newcastle last meeting, and he absolutely bolted him. He won by 2.8. Now, Dave thinks he's going to be a good stayer. He wants him to lead again. First run at 18.50, and he looks too good for these, number one, Morris. Number 2, Eightfield Invader. Going okay, just beaten the other day. At Newcastle here, so it's probably the Quinella horse. 4 and 3, the others. 1, 2, 4, 3.
And again, there's no scratchings in race 3.
Zatel Equa, number 4, has got a very good record on this track. She's at 8 starts here for 4 wins and 2 seconds. First up the other day here, had something on her. She does get back, and young James Innes rode her. And she was back in the field, and she was coming, you know, pretty strongly around about 2.50 out, but she died on a run. She got beat about 3/4 of a length. She'll be a lot fitter today. She's going to be very hard to beat. Number 2, Manu Manu, was a dual acceptor. Alan Denham decided to run here and take the 3 off with Vad Bolozinski. Had a bit of Barry in this race. It's a danger. 3 Higashi. Found a bit of form lately. And 1 Merry Christmas first up. 4, 2, 3, and 1.
Race number 4 is a maiden over the 900. No scratchings.
Graham Beggs, filly, number 6, Attraction's got a good chance. She ran 3rd at Kembla the other day, up on the speed all the way, running 2nd over the 1,000 on a slow track. It's a 900 today on a very good track. That'll probably suit her better. She's a filly by Denman. It's only had the 2 runs. I think she can get home. 8, Keen Eye, 2 good seconds lately. Cessnock and Newcastle. Number 5, Court Martial Miss, and number 9, Lot 341. Both of those are trained by Gary Portelli. 6, 8, 5, and 9.
Okay, legs of the quaddie now. Race 5, and the scratching here is number 6.
Table 2, well, Brett Partelli has taken the blinkers off today. All 3 starts that this speedster's had have been in blinkers, and he's had 2 trials recently in blinkers, but he's taken them off. He's a very fast horse, Andrew. He won a maiden nearby 4.5 lengths back in June. He's nice and fresh today. Sam Clinton will claim 3. He's going to take a ton of beating. Number 4's got a lot of speed, short shift. Be better for that second up run the other day at Hawkesbury. Number 5, Just a Diva, going well. And 3, Kangaroo, first up, has a bit of talent. 1, 4, 5, and 3.
Race number 6 is the fillies and mares played over the 1,400. No scratchings.
Looks hard to beat here. Number 8, Like Xena, trained by Anthony Cummings. The filly's got a nice barrier. She only got beat a length at Warwick Farm last start, but that was on a heavy 8 by Aero Bar. She was midfield and tried her heart out in the straight. She's only had the 2 runs, and she only got beat 4 lengths the other time on debut at Canterbury. She's very well placed here. Jeff Penn's at a ride. I think she'll win. 1 MO girl. They're gone for the 3-kilo claim with Vad Volodzinski. Led here the other day. Normally gets back a little bit. Probably better ridden in behind. Number 7 for 3rd in the race, Just Divine. 1 a gaze. And 2 into the groove. 8.172.
Race number 7 is a maiden played over the 1,400 metres. Again, no scratchings.
Well, Man Cave just missed out here the other day, 3 weeks back. He got beat a long neck by Countdown, one of Chris Wallace. This horse was very strongly fancied. He got way back to second last over the 1,400, and he really hit the line well. He's got a good barrier today. Andrew Gibbons to ride him. I think he'd be very hard to beat. Number 6, Diggler, trained by the Snowdens. Got to be a good chance. 2 starts this time in for 2 placings. I think he'll beat a long head by Snow White. First up at Wyong, so that form's been confirmed. Yeah. Got to be hard to beat. 3 and 8, best of the others. 9, 6, 3, and 8.
And race 8 is a class 2. The scratchings are 3 and 8.
Well, Andrew, Unique is about 8 or 9 to 1 in early betting. Gee, I reckon he's got a chance. He's owned by that syndicate of Joe O'Neill's. He runs his best races here. He's won a race here and he runs second here. Chris Lee's trained him. First up here recently, he only got beat a nose. I thought he's going to win in the straight by God unders. I think he's got a very good chance at a bit of value here. This is a good race, probably the best race of the day. Randiki's going very well. Winner here, three starts back, placed here the other day. He'll get back a bit from barrier one, but he will be steaming home. Number four, Oakfield Rebel, sat three deep all the way and still won the other day at Wyong. And Gazor Sky clipped first up, not without a chance. 6-1, 4-5, mate.
All right, so they're the eight races. What's your fancy?
Two best, race two, number one, Morris. Race 6, number 8, Like Xena.
Righto, 2-1 and 6-8. You'll be in the yard?
Yeah, mate, in the yard all day. And after today, mate, the Musselbrook Cup Carnival starts tomorrow, Sunday and Tuesday. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, it'll be a big time for Helen and the crew there. Wish them all the very best, and we'll have it fully covered here on Sky Sports Radio. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Righto, Andrew.
Gary Harvey, he'll be in the yard prior to each race today, as will be Paul Joyce at Rose Hill. And don't forget, for those heading out there today, the tie and jackets are optional at Rose Hill with temperatures getting into the 30s today. In a moment, the Derby Day preview.
No team is hitting Flemington's Derby Day in such devastating form as the Punters Show team. Darren Potter's amazing run continued on Cox Plate weekend with another 100% profit on turnover. Snap up the special Potter's products package now. Peter Lawrence and Warren Huntley also smashed it up and are primed for an enormous day. While Vince Accardi's revolutionary race speed profiles continue to reap rewards, with Adelaide adding to his big race winners. Profit this weekend with puntershow.com.au.
Everything you need to back a winner this spring carnival. SuperRacing.com.au, your ultimate online racing destination. Get all the latest news, live TAB odds, opinions and expert analysis. Find your next winner with our race predictor. Join the Punters Club and bet with your mates, or subscribe for premium features including live late mail from on-track experts. The Daily and Sunday Telegraph, SuperRacing.com.au, is your ultimate online racing destination. Over 18s only, gamble responsibly.
Saturday matinee tab racing is at Ballina this weekend. Be trackside for Lennox Hotel Lennox Head Cup Race Day. Always a great community event. Plus full coverage of Derby Day from Flemington. Ballina today. The first at 11:15.
G'day, Johnny Sutherland here, inviting you to join me Melbourne Cup Day at the Gladstone Hotel.
This Tuesday, come along from 11:30 for your chance to win a 32-inch HD TV, four-burner barbecue, Carlton prizes, black caviar clocks, Savannah wines, meat trays, champagne, chocolates, TAB vouchers and more. TAB assistants will be on hand to help you with your betting. Everybody welcome. Entry is free. Join Donny Sutherland this Melbourne Cup Day at the Coote family-owned Gladstone Hotel, Dulwich.
Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre have red-hot deals on all new Fuso Canter factory tippers with class-leading tear weight, a lifted slip diff, 30,000-kilometre service intervals and a multimedia system including maps. The Fuso factory tipper range is a class above the rest. So buy a new Fuso factory tipper before the end of the year and you won't only get a great price, but also you score a great 4.95% finance rate. Head to Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre near Narellan to test drive your new Fuso Canter factory tipper this weekend. Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre. That's stmc.com.au.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by TAB. It's betting season. Time to go shopping at your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile.
Victoria Derby Day at Flemington. We'll get the latest on the weather out there shortly with Dean Lester, but these are the scratchings. They're going to look at the track in about 45 minutes, we believe, from Mick Goody. At the moment, it is rated a good 3. The penetrometer earlier this morning was 4.73. Overall, that is the peno. In the straight, inside and out, it was 4.79. Race 1, take out 10, Stitch Me Up, number 10. Race 2, number 13, Via Cavour, number 13. Race 3, 12, Spider Coda, and 13, Rainbow Gold, 12 and 13. The fourth is clear. Race five, the important late one of three, Lord Van Persie. It's got some lameness and obviously now won't make the Melbourne Cup. It was well out in the order of entry. Three, Lord Van Persie, and 10, Markmanship, out of race five. Race six, number one, Side Glance, number one. Race seven, The Emergency, 17, Vero. Race eight, The Four Emergencies, 17, Girl in Flight, 18, Zonza, 19, Quayside, and 20, Mahara, are out of the mire. And race nine, take out three, Aeronautical, number three. Let's welcome in Dean Lester in the mounting yard at Flemington. Morning, Dean.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well indeed. And how's the weather? Is it starting to clear?
It is. Well, it's not raining, which is good. It's very windy, rather fresh, but it'd be quite drying, actually. And having spoken with a couple of the stewards that have walked the track, they're saying it's close to a dead fall. They'll go out as a group in about, as you said, about the next 30 to 45 minutes. Terry Bailey just arrived on course. So, yeah, they'll arrive and they'll have a look at it. But, yeah, certainly the weather's more encouraging than probably half an hour ago.
Okay, that's good news. And Mark Hunter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this, mate.
Sensational day, yeah. Obviously, we had the rain started here, Andrew, at 4:45. I can tell you when the first drop came, it woke me up. But went for about 95 minutes flat out, and I was really surprised it was only a good three. It'd be a dead five at my place, and you'd have to inspect the track.
All right, well, we'll do that when they get out there in the next 45 minutes. All right, as we know, Dean's at the track, and they're testing microphones, so we'll be doing our best through this. Glenn Munsey's back in the van there. Are you there, Glenn?
Yes, no. Andrew, I'm
right.
Here.
Okay, I'm here. Beautiful.
Here.
Yes.
One, two, one, two, one,
magnificent.
Two, one, two.
Yes. All right, well, let's have a look at them. Race one here comes up at 11:30.
Yes, and well, the track should be...
And hang on one sec, Glenn. I'll just get the studio to pull down Dean Lester's audio while we're... while he's not on air, because there's plenty of audio news on the back of him. Righto, Glenn, go with him, race one.
Okay, Andrew, and it is the Carbine Club Stakes to start the program here on Derby Day. They had their big luncheon yesterday. Our Vespa is at $8.50. Stratum Star at $7.50. Wanjuna at $7. Careless 26. Manhattan Avenue 13. Burning Passion 26. Kermadec at $6. Capset 26. Ron's Moss at $61. Stitch Me Up out. High World 21, Mahaney at 51, Just Away 101, Tani Dancer at 15, and Azcadelia a $3 chance for Joe Marrera. Well, the only one they've got eyes for is Azcadelia. It had the flashing light on it the other day at Caulfield. It's been 3:40 into 3. Best back to beat at Stratum Star, then our Vespa, then Wanjuna. And you can also bet today how many winners Joe Marrera will ride on the program. It's under Racing Extras.
Righto. I've been told that Dean and Mark are on the same line, so we'll just deal with this the best we can. Dean, what about your thoughts in the first?
Yeah, Andrew, I'm going with Kermadec. I thought it's two runs to date in Sydney have been great, and I love a lightly raced course with that sort of profile for the Carbine Club to beat two Stratum Star. He's had a great preparation, and he just keeps getting stronger every run, and no reason he won't run well. Wanjuna off the Cox Plate. If he's recovered okay, he's had a very busy spring, but he's been running well. And 15, Azcadelia. That was a very much restricted fillies race that she should have won last start, and I think she's a talent, but I think she's very well found in the betting. 7, 2, 3, and 15.
I'm happy to go with number 7, too, Andrew, here, Kermadec. I thought the first win was terrific there and gave us the form line beating Careless. We've seen Careless down here against quite a few of these. Blake Shin, he's likely to end up 3 or 4 back the fence here. He's just going to need some luck in the straight. If he gets it, he'll be really strong. I'm happy to bet each way at the $6. To beat number 15, Azcadelia, obviously unlucky last start. They ran very slow time. The format of the race has been mixed. It'll get a lovely run. It can win, but I think it's poison odds. Third pick, number 2, Stratum Star. Just getting better and more solid as a racehorse for each start with Darren Weir. It'll be just off midfield coming down the middle. And the roughie in the race, number 11, High World. I thought this horse trialled average going to Cranbourne. It did a good job to win there. The blinkers go on. It just could be a real improver. 7 each way from 15, 2 and 11.
Race 2 here is the lead up to Thursday's Oaks, the Wakeful.
Yeah, Fontaine Ruby, $3.60. Verbalicious, 21. The favourite is Abduction, Ronnie's best bet of the day, at $3.20. Gold Conda, 61. Muscovado, 8.50. Candelara, 9.50. Lady McCann at $21. Savage Coup at 51. Fenway, $4.60. Yes to Joy at 41. Hipster Girl, 26. Thunder Lady, 41. And Via Cavour is a scratching. Best supported runner is the toppy here, Fontaine Ruby, been $4 into the $3.60. And the favourite, Abduction, has been $4 into $3.20, but more money for Fontaine Ruby than Abduction.
Righto, Mark, how do you see the weight call?
I'm with Ronnie, best for the day, number three, Abduction. I thought the win two starts ago was a beauty, and then last start just had absolutely no luck. Had the 58 kilos, couldn't get a run in the straight, should have nearly won, just a perfect lead-up for the Wakeful Stakes. Can see it parking midfield, coming to the outside, and winning. The danger, number one, Fontaine Ruby. She's just hard and tough. She'll go forward on the speed again, give you a great sight. I think the value runner might be number 12, Thunder Lady. I thought it was progressing well when ridden back. They rode it forward last start. It was 2-1 paced, looking for a quieter ride there. And fourth pick, number 9, Fenway, gets a lovely run, but I'm sure that's a weaker race. So I think three's a special here from 1, 12 and 9.
I tend to agree. I think Abduction's really well placed here. Loved her run last start and her win prior, and I think she'll just relish out the 2,000 metres. Fontaine Ruby's having a great campaign, and she's very hard to get past, so have to respect her again. 9, Fenway, just held up at a crucial stage last start. Very promising filly. Might be just one a prep too soon for her, but she should get a cheap run from the draw, and 5, Muscovado, up on the speed. 3, 1, 9 and 5.
Race 3 is now the Yellow Glen. This race, a Group 3 over the 1,400 metres. Glen?
Now, this is not the tab.com.au.
No, this is the Yellow Glen.
Magazine.
Yes, this is the Yellow Glen.
I thought I'd just mention that because you did have a little bit of an episode last Sunday morning on Retro. Right, the Yellow Glen here. Smoke and Joey's a $10 chance. Alma's Fury at $8. General Liffey at $5.50. The favourite is Hucklebuck at $2.90. Limes at $21. Machir at $41. Porchonnet at $12. Rosso, 18, Turquoise King at 10, Woodbine, 6.50, Tadai Tondo at 26, and you can scratch the bottom two. Best supported runner dollar-wise is Huckleback. He went up 2.90, he's remained that price all the way through. Best back to beat him is General Liffey, and then Smoke and Joey, who I think won this race last year, didn't he?
Dean, did he?
Yes, he did.
He did, okay. Hey, by the way, Glenn, I tell you, there's one person who's live on Twitter this morning, up and active this morning, is our very own Dean Lester.
Oh, he's in Twittering, isn't he?
Oh, mate, he's just putting photos out. You're leading the way, Dean.
I've been here since 7, Andrew. I've got to do something.
Well, come up here, Dino. You're only 650 metres away from me. Why don't you zip up here and we can do it.
That's just not quite far enough, Mum.
He wants it 1,000 metres from you, to be honest.
650 k's, he said. It's even better.
Righto, Dean. What about the Yellow Glen?
Yeah, I'm going with number 10 here, Woodbine. I thought his run in the Epsom was very good. I like that he's freshened up. His work seems to have been pretty good since he's been down here. And I just think he maps really well in this race. Number 10 to beat 3, General Leafay, who'll be a lot closer in the run than he was last start from the wide draw. I think he's the danger. Hucklebuck, he's got to get cover early in a race or he can really pull. So that's the challenge early for Dom Tenor. But his win first up was Town, and 2, Elmer's Fury, who covered a lot of ground last start and battled on well. 10, 3, 4 and 2.
Yeah, I'm with Dean. I think it's an each-way special here, number 10, Woodbine. Woodbine, I thought the win was a beauty two starts ago, went wide and just kept on coming. Last start in the Epsom, pushed forward, crowded straightening up, and on the line it half wanted to come again. I think from the barrier here, can roll across, get a beautiful run, fourth outside, and each way shouldn't miss. The beat number 4, Hucklebuck, exactly as Dean said, it's got to have cover or pulls. It's got an awkward gait. Number 3, General Ife, thought was fantastic in Sydney. Thought it was okay last start. And down to number 7, Pornichet, who just went way too. It was quite a comical ride in America, actually. If it can get covered up here midfield, it's got a chance of running into the money. 10, 4, 3 and 7.
There's another photo from Dean Lester. Taking a photo, Dean, of Terry Bailey going out.
Well, you did say it would be 45 minutes. I just wanted to trump you there a bit, Andrew, so, as a newsmaker. Yeah.
And when he comes up to me, Andrew, at the 6:50, I'll take another one.
Yeah, he's being good. He hasn't got any. He's only just normal shoes on, Dean, so he thinks
no,
it's not
that's
too bad.
That's encouraging.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If I wreck these shoes that I've got on here, Andrew, walking across the track, I'll be putting a bill into Tabcorp.
And you can
then
try it.
And I'll be going to Mark Muir's at Elizabeth Street to get another pair of Marishis.
Oh, please. You're working too red hot. You can follow Dean on Twitter by going to @Defire1. Let's move to the first of the big ones, the Coolmore Race 4.
And what a race this is. The Coolmore Stud Stakes down the straight here at Flemington, where Rich Enough is at $3.30 in favourite. Brazen Bow at 7. Scissor Kick at 10. Time for War 35. Rubik 650. Gibbelines at $61. Nostradamus 35. Curo at 6. Delectation 35. Galaxy Pegasus 35. Inkling 31. Hussan Eagle 61. Armada 81. Earthquake 850. Eloping at 21. On the bottom one, Bring Me the Maid is an $18 chance. Best supported runner here is the favourite, Rich Enough. He went up 420 to 330. Rubik, the second best supported runner dollar wise, is 18 to 650. And Scissor Kick, they keep snipping away at it, went up 12. He got to as much as 15, and he's back into 10.
Righto, Mark, in the first of the group ones, which way do you go?
I'm happy to go each way, number two here, Brazen Bow. Andrew, I thought the first up run down the straight. Well, for starters, it drew the wrong side of the track. That day, all the straight winners came out past the middle. It raced way too fresh. I thought it did a terrific job to run fifth. Then went back to Sydney, got the job done there. It since had a trial down the straight, sat behind them, got out late, and absolutely smoked to the line. I thought each way here at the $7 had a great hope. Beat number three, Scissor Kick. Our last two runs in Sydney, they set a massive task. Came in the same trial as Brazen Bow in the blinkers, looked terrific, sat up on the speed and raced away late. Number eight, Curo, looks a real pro, just takes a box seat, sprints and puts the race beyond doubt. And fourth pick, number one, Rich Enough, absolutely no pot. I just think it was in the right place down the straight. I think it's in the short odds. It can win, but I think it's a harder race than what the market indicates. Happy to back two each way from 3, 8 and 1.
Yeah, it's a very good race, but I'm still going to go with Rich Enough. I think he'll get a pretty good run again and... Had the freshen up since the Corfair Guineas, and it's been done a few times before, back to Derby Day over the 1200 and winning, and I think he's up to the task. I think Scissor Kick's the danger. I thought his trial down the straight last Friday was terrific. Blinkers on, he'll be really strong at 1200 metres. I think he'll race well. 8 Kiro, no knock on him. He's got a great winning habit, and he keeps getting the job done, and Brazen Bow certainly, he's got a lot better scenario than he had here when he ran in the Daniel Stakes about 7 weeks ago. 1, 3, 8 and 2.
To race 5, the Lexus, the winner can run in the Melbourne Cup, as we told you earlier. The late scratching of Lord Van Persie is out of the Lexus and obviously now can't make the Melbourne Cup. What sort of betting race here, Glenn?
Interesting betting race, Andrew, but a good move for sign off the favourite. We start with Big Memory. He's coming off that Caulfield win at $7. Caravan rolls on off the Geelong Cup win at $8. Lord Van Persie is scratched. Shoreham at $15. Let's Make a Deal, $9. La Armistad, $6.50. Unchain My Heart at $51. She's in the Cup field, I think, as number 24. Wish Come True at $31. Sign off the favourite, $2.60. Marksmanship is out. Like a Carousel, $13. Thunderbird, $1 at $61. More Than Sacred at $13. I think the majority of these are still in the mix for the Melbourne Cup. Best supported runner by far is Sign Off. He's been very, very well supported, not only here, but he's been 51 into about 19, I think you'll find, for the Melbourne Cup. Best back to beat him now is Caravan Rolls On.
Which one can make it to the Melbourne Cup, Dean?
I think the money will be right, Andrew. I think Sign Off will make it to the Melbourne Cup. I think he'll win. I think he's the better of the day. He has had a lovely build-up to this race. Every run, I just think he's built a little bit with every run. And the finishing touches, the blinkers first time. Doesn't look a lot of pressure here. He should be able to just roll along at his own speed, and he'd be very hard to beat. From 5, Let's Make a Deal. Second in this race last year. She keeps running well without winning. Big Memory, trusting the Herbert Power form. They were the trifecta in the Herbert Power, these three horses, and tipping them to run the trifecta again. And then to 13, More Than Sacred, who's going to get a very easy run from Barrier 1 next best. 9, 5, 1 and 13.
Yeah, I'm with number 9, 2, Andrew Sign Off. The Herbert Power run was good. Just found the trip too short last start, but ran well. Blinkers go on, gets a lovely run from the draw. Looks to just have a real sense of timing to beat number 2, Caravan Rolls On. It won down at Geelong, but a bit like More Than Sacred, I think they'll be better off here on a better surface. That track was pretty wet down there that day. Looking for Caravan rolls onto box seat and run well. Number one, Big Memory. Good win in the Herbert Power after every chance. Had no luck in the Caulfield Cup. And down to 13, More Than Sacred, who loomed as the winner at Geelong. I think you'll find it's a much better horse on top of the ground, so hopefully the rain stays away. 9, 2, 1 and 13.
And More Than Sacred, I think, Dean, is the only one that's not in the Melbourne Cup.
Oh, OK. Right, yeah. So, they're all running for that the magic ticket.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's the only one. Thunderbird 1 needs to pass the ballot, as does Amarillo, which we're about to get to in the McKinnon. Race number 6 at 3 o'clock, Glenn.
And a stewards update. Terry Bailey currently at about the 738-metre mark here in the straight at Flemington. He's either doing a jackboot impersonation or digging his heels into the track at the same time.
Well, I'm in the city on King's Way for Melbourne, for New South Wales listeners, which is not far from the city. I'm looking out towards the ocean and towards Flemington in that band, and I'm starting to see a little bit of blue sky. So it's certainly improving, which is the good news.
Yeah, and I did tweet a photo, Andrew. There's a comparison photo that I took just after 8 o'clock and another one just before 9 with a marked improvement here. There is splashes of blue, and Dino will tell you the same as you look down towards the south.
So that's a good story, a good sign at this stage. What about the McKinnon?
Yeah, well, Side Glance is out. He can't defend his title from last year. Happy Trails at 7, Fortella 9.50, Hawkspur 21, Moriarty 21, Brambles at 13, Mourinho 35, He's Your Man at 6, Farage at 11, Star Roland 61, Spillway 19, Amrulla at $9.50. Criterion $5.50 makes him favourite. Costume at $61. Rising Romance at $6.50. The best supported runner dollar wise is Happy Trails, but always a very, very popular horse. In front of Criterion, then we go to He's Your Man and Rising Romance. And also a market here, Chris Waller. You can back him as a group with his runners against the field. You'll find that under Racing Express.
Dean, how does it set up this race? Is there pace in this weight for age race?
Andrew, I think obviously the scratching of Side Glance changes a bit, but I think Amarillo will be quite handy. Mourinho, Star Rolling, Brambles, and then Rising Romance and Farage have got to come across from out wider. So I think it'd be an even speed.
So the horse of Lloyd Williams, off its form overseas, it does roll forward.
Yeah, he does. He can get quite aggressive in his races too, Andrew. They haven't been huge tempo races, but he then likes to really roll along, and he comes off a bit early and seems quite tough. So, I'd imagine he'll be right in the firing line.
All right, which way are you going, Dean, in the McKinnon?
Andrew, I'm going with Criterion. Things just didn't quite go right last week, but he ran well, and I just think Flemington suit and a slight leaning to him, but as open a McKinnon stakes as I can remember. 15, Rising Romance. I actually think that she had a low-key build-up and she really hit the target on Caulfield Cup Day, but that might have even brought her on a bit more. The fact they wanted to run her again, I'm comfortable to think that she'll run very well. He's Your Man comes off a handicap race to the weight for age, but I just love the way that he's improved this campaign, had his races spaced and had the run at 2,000, two starts back. And Brambles, who's a good, tough horse, he'll be in the first four or five all the way, and I think he'll run very well. But a very tough race, 13, 15, 8 and 6.
On with number 8, Andrew, He's Your Man. I think he's a totally different horse. He's obviously a totally different horse this campaign. Last time in, he was racing fiercely. They were pushing him forward. He wouldn't finish off. Thought his Kingston Town win was good. His Epsom win was terrific.
Any change there?
If you want to go back, the weight for age is the query with this horse. But if you go back a couple of campaigns to his running at the moment at the same time.
Hang on, Mark. We've just got a discussion going on here between Terry Bailey and Dean Lester.
Sorry, Andrew.
That's all right, mate. Is he still saying a good three?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, sorry, Dean, because you're on the one line where... sorry about that, mate. Give us your thoughts, Mark.
Yeah, 8, 15, 12 and 11, Andrew. He's Your Man. He's obviously jumping from handicap to weight for age, but if you want to clutch at straws and go back a couple of seasons, he was racing against the likes of Lost in the Moment and Co Overseas at the same weight and running well. I thought Dean's map was perfect. He'd get a lovely run, fifth or sixth here, to beat number 15, Rising Romance. Terrific in the Caulfield Cup. A little sticky barrier drawn outside a few that like to go forward. Just need some early luck. Number 12, Amarillo, looks the leader. I think the former in its last two wins is terrific. If it's come over and acclimatised, it's got a great hope. And fourth pick, number 11, Spillway. I think you go back three runs for its true form. a terrific fourth behind Dissident and Faulkner coming from last. It just didn't run the trip last start. Got the blinkers on here from the wide gate. Expect a cold ride and look for it to be charging. 8, 15, 12 and 11.
Righto, so that's the McKinnon. Dean, what's Terry Bailey, the chief steward, told you there?
Yeah, no, he's more than comfortable with the track rating, Andrew. And this wind is just, it's very, very strong. It's a headwind down the straight. And I've come out into the mounting yard so that to get away from the noise for you. But yeah. The surrounds that was wet 10 minutes ago, it's all dried out. It's really a very strong headwind at this stage. And Terry said that he's very glad that it rained overnight because he said it's still very much a good race.
Well, that's what Mick Goody did, didn't he? He didn't water yesterday, knowing that this rain was coming. So
He watered Thursday night whilst we were doing form line. I think that was the last time that they watered. So,
yeah,
they've taken the punt and I think it's paid off.
4 millimetres went on there on Thursday night. So that's the latest. Flemington stays a good 3 and a strong headwind as it is right now. To the Blue Riban Classic, the Victoria Derby.
Yeah, the Amy Victoria Derby here. Hampton Court, the favourite, $2.55. We've invented a new price at tab.com.au. Move Over Manhattan at $8.50. Prentice is at $151. Firehouse Rock at $21. Magic Cool at $16. Lotion is a $71 chance. Nozomi at $31. Light Up Manhattan at $21. Bondiga at $9.50. Royal Standing is a $51 chance. Atmosphere at $9.50. Goulian at $26. Preferment, $6.50. Cuban Fighter is at $51. San Padre at $31. The Mighty J-Rod at $101. And Vero is out. Well, since the draw, he's been $2.80 into $2.55 Hampton Court. But in the last 24 hours, money for, a couple of horses, Firehouse Rock, Magic Cool, Bondiga. But Furman has been adrift.
Righto. Dean, we can hear that wind there. It's quite a strong wind. Take us through how this race sets up, reminding our listeners that it's not a long way from the start to the first turn.
It's only about 220 metres, Andrew, at the most. And I think the speed's out wider. I think Royal Standing, Moon Over Manhattan, Mighty J-Rod will come across, and then whether the likes of Firehouse, Rock, Hampton Court, Nozomi sort of use them and come across with them. And then you've got Bondiga, Gouldy and Lotion kicking up inside midfield. So, yeah, it'll be quite busy, and often it takes to leg it down that riverside at about the 1900 for them to really sort themselves out in these classic races.
Do you see it in a similar vein there, Mark, the Derby?
The Derby's a bit messy, Andrew. I'd say from out wide, I've probably got... I know Moon Over Manhattan doesn't want to lead, but there's the five outside barriers have all got to get across somewhere. So they've got to push forward somewhere, and you've probably got Lotion going forward inside them with Gouldian. So I think it'll be a messy run to the first turn. It'll be very interesting to see what they do with Hampton Court.
All right, Dean, give us your thoughts in the Victoria Derby.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hampton Court, Andrew. I just think he's been very good at these last two starts, really putting it together, and he's just a good, strong horse. And I don't think it'll be, even today, as severe a staying test at 2,500 than it was at the 2,000 last start. Such a fierce race. I think he can get the job done. Bondiga, I love the preparation he's had last week. Too far back from the wide draw, but from barrier one, midfield, just doing nothing and blending into the race. It's a real formula of the Derby winners. I'd say probably 10 of the last 11, probably only 5.5 stars. The only one that didn't have that formula, just blending into the race down the centre and winning. So I think he's a great winning chance. Moon Over Manhattan, he was a fringe player as a Guineas contender, but I think as a Derby player, he's a chance. And Preferment just does too much wrong, really, but he can really stay. And Flemington's probably going to suit him, put him in next best. 1, 9, 2 and 13.
I think number one's a good thing, Andrew, Hampton Court. It's since they've sort of ridden it a bit more conservatively the last two runs, you've seen just how good a horse it is. I hope they don't punch it forward here. I'd love to see it settle in somehow. Midfield in the running line, just work its way into the race. I just think it's a class above them and will be far too good. The value for the multiples for mine is number 15, San Padre. Was coming along well, had no luck at Flemington. Just dragged out the back last start at Moonee Valley. Had a very quiet run there. I think fitter for that can box seat today around the $30 mark, might get into the placings. Number 13, Preferment. Obviously would have won in one more stride down at Geelong. That was a weak race, but the trip will suit. And fourth pick, number 9, Bondiga, who got back with San Padre there at Moonee Valley and ran home well. One, a good thing from 15, 13 and 9.
That's the latest from the boys on the Victoria Derby. The final Group 1 is the Meyer Classic Race 8. Glenn, sweet idea. What have they got currently?
Yeah, $5.50, Andrew, but not favourite. Catkins at 8, Diamond Drill at 12. May's Dream is the favourite at $5. Viadana, 41. Benaria, 26. Solicit, 9.50. NQR at $61. Estonian Princess, 35. Girl Guide, 18. Forever Love, 31. You're So Good, 61. Star Fashion at 10. Politeness, 9. Mia Mira at 101. Nina Rock at $7. Best supported runner dollar-wise is May's Dream, in front of Sweet Idea, but the biggest firmer is Nina Rock, $13 in. Plenty of money for Star Fashion and also money for Catkins.
Mark, how do you see this race pace-wise, given that it's over the mile and Sweet Idea being tested at that trip today?
Yeah, look, you've got Sweet Idea from Barrier 1, who will certainly punch forward, of course. Outside it, you've got Solicit, Catkins, You're So Good, and NQR probably looking for a spot up near the front. So there does look like certainly genuine speed early.
Any extra on that, Dean?
No, Andrew, I think but it'll be a lot stronger tempo race than some of the mayor's races we've had in recent weeks.
Yep. Mark, what do you fancy in the Meyer?
I don't really like the race, so I'll go 4, 1, 6 and 16. Number 4, May's Dream, seems to have come into this race off a perfect preparation. Did want to lay in up the straight there at Caulfield, which is some concern. It's going to park two-thirds of the way back, so if the inside chops out at all during the day, it's going to be in the perfect spot. Number 1, Sweet Idea, controlled the race last start. She's a fantastic mare. Her 1,500 metre run in the Coolmore was terrific. She was still strong on the line. She'll give you a great sight. 6, Benaria. It's been going just, but I think from the barrier they've got to ride it stone cold. That's how it goes best. And down to number 16, Nina Rock, who looks the real improver with a sense of timing. Should get a lovely run from the gate. 4, 1, 6 and 16.
Yeah, on with May's Dream. I think it comes down to preparation and truly run race, big track at Flemington, 1600. I think it all suits her well. I think Nina Rock's a great winning chance. I think no matter how the race is run, she gets a really nice run and she'll be very competitive. 1, Sweet Idea. Challenge for her to run 1600, but she's a class act and there's no reason to suggest she won't run very well again. And 13, Star Fashion, who's been big odds at her two wins this time in, but keeps getting the job done and was close up to May's Dream when they met back in Adelaide, back in the Swepps Oaks earlier in the year. Put her in next best. 4, 16, 1 and 13.
And the last, race 9, Glenn, it's ours.
Oh, yes, it is. The tab.com.au, not the Yellow Glen, it's the tab.com.au. They did change the names of the races, but it is the last. Where Bell Sprinter's at $13, Driefontaine at $18, Aeronautical out, In Cahoots at $10, Big Money $11, Deep Field favourite $1.60, A Time for Julia $31, Charlie Boy at $18, That's a Good Idea $15, Adamantium at $26, Nearest to Pin at $41, Eclair Big Bang at $13. Well, he got into a short, he opened $1.60, got into a short as $1.50, he's got back to $1.60 Deep Field, a very interesting runner here. If you don't want to take the shorts, there is a market with Deep Field taken out, and you bet win and place on that market, so he's just basically a non-runner, and you'll find that under Racing Extras as well.
Dean, what are your fancies in the last?
Yeah, going with Deep Field, Andrew. He's an exciting horse. This is another challenge for him again up the straight in Melbourne, but he was in Melbourne before he even started racing, so he's well-experienced here, and he's an exciting horse. In Cahoots is such a reliable horse, and he's the real constant in these good sprint races at the moment, and I suspect he'll run very well, and he's the exacta horse. 8, Charlie Boy, was way too fresh when he was beaten here first up, but then his next two runs have been solid, and he is a straight track winner, and that's a good idea who chased home Deep Field last start. 6, 4, 8, and 9.
Yeah, I'm with number 6, Deep Field. Andrew, I won't be taking one out in the quaddy. I think this is probably a tougher race. You got him and Adamantium. If they do happen to cut at each other, that just might set it up for something to run them down. I'd much rather back my second pick, number 4, In Cahoots the Place. It'll be parked behind them. I think it's paying around the $2.40 mark the place as opposed to $1.60 the fave. In Cahoots will be very strong late. I can't see how it misses the drum. Third pick, number 12, Eclair Big Bang. Unlucky last start, but probably drawn the wrong side of the track. And then number 1, Bell Sprinter, who returned to form with a lovely ride and a big win there at Caulfield. 6, 4, 12 and 1.
They're the thoughts of both Dean Lester and Mark Hunter for the 9-race program, Derby Day at Flemington. Dean, what's your best?
Andrew, my best is Sign Off, race 5, number 9, and I like Kermetic each way in the third.
In the first, race 1, number 7. And what about you, Mark?
I'll go Abduction in race 2 and Hampton Court in the Derby.
Race 2, number 3, and race 7, number 1. Guys, thanks very much for joining us. Dean, we'll hear you right through the afternoon. Enjoy it there, and good luck to you, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester and Mark Hunter there leaving us from Flemington, where Glenn Munsey, the track remains a good three at this stage, very much a strong headwind, so we'll be aware of that through the day. So just keep an eye on the tally, and obviously watching Sky 2 and Sky Racing World, watching every race live apart from the feature, and of course you can listen right here to Sky Sports Radio for the latest from Greg Miles and Dean Lester trackside.
Yes, and you can also watch Channel 7, Andrew, and I'll be updating you on Channel 7 right throughout the day from the betting ring here and what's happening on course, free to air. And if you want to back In Cahoots, now Mark's very keen on it in the last race. In that favourite out market, it's a $6 chance to basically win out of all the runners but Deep Field. But it's $2.11 to basically run a place of all the others. So in effect, it's basically $2.11 to run first four, yep, if you think Deep Field can run a place.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a good pension there for In Cahoots. Mate, what have you got on your screen?
What would you like, Andrew? We've got jockeys challenges.
Yeah, give us some jockey challenges there, just a couple of them there, and anything else you want to round up with?
Right, we'll do Rose Hill first of all, where Winona Costin's the favourite in the jockeys challenge at $3, Glyn Schofield $3.30, Josh Parr $3.80, Jason Collett $4.80, the other riders are Sam Clipperton, Jay Ford and Taylor Marshall. Here at Flemington, the favourite in the jockeys challenge for Derby Day is equally Kieran McAvoy and the Magic Man, Joe Marrera, $2.60 each of two, Damien Oliver, $5.50, any other jockey, $9, Dwayne Dunn, James McDonald, Craig Williams and Glenn Boss are the other riders. There's a stack of special markets, Andrew, right throughout the day. You can back inside and outside barriers in the Coolmore, New South Wales horses or Victorian horses, Chris Waller to train the winner of the McKinnon or the Field, Joe Marrera, how many winners he rides here, how many winners Gay trains, a stack of markets, and if you're a Victorian customer, a $4 million quaddie. They've taken some of your pay rise for next year, Andrew, to chip in for that $4 million.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's on Super Tab if you want to take one there today. Mate, you get the makeup on. We'll see you on 7 through the day there on a big coverage from 11 o'clock. I think it starts on 7 and plenty of great viewing coming up. Yeah, thanks,
Gwen. Very concerned about this wind in my hair, Andrew, as I've got to battle it as I get across here.
You'll be right.
I'll tweet another photo with a lot more blue sky happening once again down to the south.
Yeah, no, fantastic. Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, mate.
That's the latest from Flemington on Derby Day, and after the break, we'll be looking at Doomben.
Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre has red-hot deals on all new Fuso Canter factory tippers. With a limited slip diff, 30,000-kilometre service intervals and a multimedia system including maps, the Fuso factory tipper range is a class above the rest. So buy a new Fuso factory tipper before the end of the year and you won't just get a great truck at a great price. You can also score a great 4.95% finance rate. Now that's a lot of bang for your truck. Head into Sydney Trucks and Machinery Centre near Narellan to test drive your new Fuso Canter factory tipper today. stmc.com.au.
While stocks last, finance conditions apply to approved applicants. ACL 247271.
Are you having a bet this Melbourne Cup Day? Put the Sportsman's Melbourne Cup Edition in your hand. It's your ultimate guide to everyone's favourite race day. The Sportsman has the complete lowdown on the international runners to give you that winning advantage. Plus, the Sportsman's team brings you 20 runs of detailed form, a cup sweep, and the best advice for their expert tipsters. The Sportsman, your ultimate guide to Melbourne Cup Day, is on sale first thing tomorrow at your local newsagent. Pick up a copy of Australia's best racing newspaper, The Sportsman, tomorrow.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
To kickstart your career in rail, get your Rail Industry Safety Induction card at rizzy.com.au. That's RISI.com.au.
It's Accident Central this morning with a crash in Normanhurst on Pennant Hills Road at Stewart Avenue, slowing up southbound commuters Emergency services also working to clear up another nasty smash on the M1 at the Moonee Moonee Creek Bridge towards the Central Coast. And some good news, an earlier crash in Crow's Nest on the Pacific Highway at Oxley Street has now been cleared. Extra zip, extra room, extra flybys. Fill up with Shell V-Power at Shell Coles Express today and earn flybys, triple points. Offer ends November 5, 2014. I'm Taryn Alder. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
If you're renovating or building a new home, take a closer look at the design. Visually, the single most important purchase you'll make when building or renovating your home will be the windows and doors. You'll look through them every day. Make sure you don't look past them. Your windows and doors are critical to the airflow, the cooling and heating of your home, and the light. Wideline Windows and Doors have been making aluminium and timber windows and doors for over 40 years. So make sure you take a closer look. Showrooms are in Tuggerah, Parramatta, and their brand new showroom at Wideline is at Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
Eel Syndications, home of Melbourne Cup winner Shocking, offers a powerfully built son of Nakoni out of winner She's No Doubt to be trained by Team Hawks. He has speed to burn. Visit eelsracing.com.au and race for Group 1 success. Offered by Clanbrook Racing, AFSL 260214.
Join the biggest party in country racing today at Dubbo Races. There's nothing quite like Myer Dubbo Derby Day, featuring Myer fashions on the field and bias free racing on the biggest and best course in the West. Myer Dubbo Derby Day today.
G'day, Johnny Sutherland here, inviting you to join me Melbourne Cup Day at the Gladstone Hotel.
This Tuesday, come along from 11.30 for your chance to win a 32-inch HD TV, four-burner barbecue, Carlton prizes, black caviar clocks, Savannah wines, meat trays, champagne, chocolates, tab vouchers and more. Tab assistants will be on hand to help you with your betting. Everybody welcome. Entry is free. Join Donny Sutherland this Melbourne Cup Day at the Coote family-owned Gladstone Hotel, Dulwich.
Free Melbourne Cup tips from the boys at the Punters Show. Get There They Are from wondertofollow.com.au for their $10 weekly Saturday service. And the boys will send their best bets from Melbourne Cup Day to you free. They are flying into the big races, so make sure you have a winning carnival. Get to wondertofollow.com.au and sign up. There They Are. That's what you look for. There They Are. It's another winning product from wondertofollow.com.au.
You're tuned to your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by TAB.
Don't forget, tonight at a bit after 7 o'clock, we'll have the barrier draw for you for the Emirates Melbourne Cup. The final field is being announced close to 7, and then the barrier draw being done at 7. So if you can't be in front of a TV, you can listen to it on radio. Tonight, just after 7 o'clock, we'll have it for you right here on Sky Sports Radio. Doomben in Brisbane, it's fine and a good 3. And warming up a bit, Larry Olsen, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Andrew. It is warming up a little bit and a little bit overcast here. I don't know whether there's any rain about, but it's steamy enough too. Let's put it that way, you know.
All right, well, we'll wait and see what happens with the weather, but certainly a good 3 at this stage. Let's look at the mate, the first hour time at 20 after 1, and there's no scratchings.
Well, the top 8, actually, was a very good run first up, the Wild Man. And as you see, that was trained by Mickey Merrin. You know it's named after his mate,
yep.
Tony Wildman, so he's always got a few things to say about him. But the horse, I thought, got to the line extremely well. I think it'll take a lot of benefit from the run. It goes up half a kilo from that, but he's drawn quite well. I expect him to be a little bit more prominent today. Of the horses that have trialled that we've seen, well, this horse, Patronising, did run quite good. You're always looking for a little bit of improvement from it, and that was in the same race to Madotti. Number 7 is Wicked Investment. Once again, this horse run very well behind Hot Snippety. Time was quite reasonable too, just drawn a bit awkwardly. I threw in the bottom eight here, shot across the bow. There was a little bit of talk about this horse's last start. He's a very nice type of horse. He's by Rothsay, and I see the blinkers go on, and I think there was a bit expected of him. Could be one a bit of value, 1.5, 7.10.
One on top there. Race number 2, again, there's no scratchings here.
Well, the horse I've gone for here is Traviesco. I think there's a few chances in the race, but this horse run very well at the Gold Coast behind Ike's Legacy. He really got the line well. It was a pretty smart sort of an event. And that was his second run back after previous runs where he'd run in good company. John Morrissey, well, I don't see any horses at any stage turned out better than his in the enclosure. And he's got that boy on, so he's certainly drawn from a good alley. I lean towards it. Now, the top eight is probably the horse you don't worry about, because even though it's got the 61 less the three, this is going to carry it. Resumed with a nice trial at Deegan the other day. And before it went for that little bit of a break, which was early August, it gave Lenny's Choice a bit of a touch-up. That's pretty good form. I'm expecting Barzar, number two, to improve a little bit, that allowance. Down to the bottom, it's Rock Me Fast. Wasn't a bad win up at Ipswich and drawn nicely. 7129.
Race number three's over the 1,050. The scratchings here, 4 and 9.
Can't do any more than what it's done here. Sorry, we're going to the wrong race. Number 7, Some Call Her Wild. Now, the form around this is very, very solid. You know, it took on pretty fair races on the three-year-old fillies and then, of course, come back. And it trialled the other day at Deegan, and I see it's in the care of Mark Palmer. Mark's got a few horses down the coast and down the desert. Does a good job. He's got Michael Carl on, who rode it in the trial. It's drawn nicely. First up record suggests it's pretty smart, 2 from 2. So I think you'll find it'll be forward enough to run a good race. Young Fun is the danger, trained by Toby Edmonds. He was a winner at the Gold Coast last start, a nice winner at that. Number 5 is Natural Dancer. Will run well again. It's a tough race. And Royal Sharp, any rain at all, he just jumps right into it. 7, 3, 5 and 2.
Race number 4, the scratchings here are 3 and 7.
The top eight's done everything right. It was off the scene for quite some time, come back, and it's just been just dominating since it's done it. What about me? Now, last start at Durban, it jumped out and pretty well put itself in the race. Now, I think you'll find it can pretty well do it again today, Andrew. It's got the 3 kilos off for that boy, so it's only doing what it did at its last start, and I think it'll win. Small fields will suit. Lucky Black was a good winner also. I was impressed with its win. Baz the Taurus has got good ability. And then number 2 on the deck, if they, you know, a little bit of speed on, it'll certainly be getting home. But I like the top 8. He's just been too consistent since he came back. Looks the part. 1, 5, 6, 2.
1, 5, 6 and 2 there. The jockey, mate, I must admit, Jay Orman.
Yes, he rides well, this kid. Yes, he's been coming to town for a little while.
Okay.
Yes, he's a tall, but he's a light boy. You have no fear about him.
Okay, good news there. Mm. Race number 5 is the first leg of the Doomben Quaddie. Take out 2, 7, 14 and 16. And the rider for number 15, the emergency, is Bo Apo.
Yeah. Now, this horse has done everything right, and the two runs has come back. It's won at the Sunshine Coast both occasions. Pretty tidy the way it went about doing it. Before it went for the break, of course, we run the size produce, which is pretty handy, sort of an event. But, look, drawn quite well. In a camp that's going quite well, we're talking about Robert Heathcote. Now, Walk to the Bar is definitely a horse to beat, I think, but gee, he's gone up a bit in weight. You know, he's up to the 59 now, and where it hurts a bit, but he couldn't be more impressive, even with a little bit less than that at his last up. Once they get to that 59, they start to buckle a bit. And we're talking about buckle, and we're going with Buck and the Blues. It's a big step up. Bear in mind, this is the three-year-old handicap, but a lot of them can usually do it in the good camp of Matt Dunn. And Girls Command, she's been walking out, just stepping up a fair bit now to the 1640. Is she looking for it? Well, the way she walks out and the way she gets home probably is. Rough chance in the race, I'll probably have a little each way. It's Glorious Red, Adam. It's going to be serious odds. So, but I think we'll go this way, 3, 1, 5 and 4.
3, 1, 5 and 4 in race number 5. Race 6 over the 1350, a few out here, but still a good size field. Take out 3, 9, 12, 16, 17 and 18. A couple of riders here in the 6th. The rider for 7 is Eddie Wilkinson, and the rider for 15, Larry, is Ricky Jamison.
Yes. Well, Lord of Brunnen couldn't have been more impressive the way he won at the Sunshine Coast. Damien Brown rode him that day. He had 58.5. He sat back. He was always in command. Went straight over the top of them. It was pretty, pretty impressive, the sort of performance that he's put in. So, I'm going to go with him again. But courtesy of the allowance of this girl, Bridget Grill, she rides quite well at 54 kilos and drawn quite reasonably. So he just sat on it like a church mouse the other day, Brown, but you know he's like that, and they travel very sweetly for him. It's a great way for jockeys to learn to ride, sit quietly. He's a great exponent of that. four from the eight, itching to win. Now, the form line has been terrific all the way. I still think he can run well again. Quietly confident from the Chris Lees. I think he's going to have a good chance at the Melbourne Cup too. Chrissy, little doubt about the difference, distance. And then I went down to number 15, Gala Affair. Look for a bit of an improvement. 4, 8, 6, and 15.
Four on top. Race number 7 again over the 1350. Take out the bottom one here, number 12.
Andrew, there's some nice horses coming back into work, into racing here. We're looking at horses like Simona's Hop Garden Resumes, horses like A-Next, and we're seeing Rudy and that. So Brave Alley is another horse that's in good form. Look, getting apart from all of that, the horse is fit, hard, and he's going to get a cheap lead again. It's the top weight, Rocket of Glory, as we've seen at Doomben for many weeks now. It's these horses that can get to the front and control the pace. He can certainly do it. 1350, I don't think he's going to have any worries. He'll get a couple of cheap sectionals. And with that boy's allowance, he's still coming in at 57.5. That will worry the horses behind a bit. And I just think, now the horse is going to be getting home, and he is heading towards Sydney in the summer. And that's this horse, Simona's. But you saw him up in Queensland.
Yeah, he's a good horse.
Very, very good. He's a very good horse. Big, raw, rangy sort of a fella. And Steve O'Day says he's come back quite good. So I've gone 1 from 3. Now, the Rooney resumed, and he couldn't have been more impressive. He's not only got a postage stamp on his back, and he should be right on the pace as he was the other day. Hop Garden's resuming. Got a good opinion of this horse. Any one of those could certainly get it. We got horses like Prey Valley, who was very good in the staying races. You've got Gundy Sons in good form. Amex has got a good ability. Interesting. I think this race will hold up the form. 1, 3, 11, and 7.
Yeah, Sir Moments has been aimed towards the Villiers in December from the Winter Carnival there. Yeah. 1, 3, 11, and 7 for Larry in race 7. The last here, take out 3, 6, 8. 10 and 16.
Once again, courtesy of this class 6 plate set weights race, and we're going with London Hero. He was into the world the other day, and he didn't disappoint. The horse that beat him was Faith and Courage, God bless its soul, had a little bit each way, around the $17-$18. And it got the gorgeous run from the inside alley, and it was a little bit strong at the finish. But this horse couldn't be, how can I say, he couldn't have been more impressive than the way he's first up. I think he's come back well. The stable apprentice, Travis Wolfgram, he's riding well, this kid. He's apprenticed to Matt Dunn. And with that 2 kilos off, he's certainly going to come in extremely well. I think he'll prove hard to beat. Beat Nix is the danger from the 2L. He will get the right run. Put in number, Beat Nix. Then we went to number 9. That's it. Thomasina. This is a nice mare resuming. Look for her from the Mark camp.